What? That was a little something to thrill the people that were listening on the bus.
The Wizard? Understand.
Isn't that the one with the video games with Fred Savage? Yes.
With the Fred
Savage. Yeah, put your mic on.
Turn your mic on.
Turn my mic on.
There you go. Hey. All right, we hear Kevin now. We hear me. We hear Matt.
I haven't heard myself yet. Hey, here I am.
All right, let's go. We're fucking running late.
We're running late. We're going to talk Monday Night Raw, AEW.
Really?
And joining us in studio tonight, Thundercat Jay George is with us.
Oh!
All next on the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
Bow. The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live on Rant-EM Radio and available on all podcast platforms and at ShiningWizards.com. Find us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Our merchandise is available at ShiningWizards.com/merch. Do your Amazon shopping with us at Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and become a patron at Patreon.com/WizardsPodcast. As always, thank you for your continued support and enjoy the show.
What's up? This is a Southern Stomper, Luke Hawks, huge effing arms, Wildcat Sports, and you're listening to Shining Wizards Podcast.
What's up, fuckers?
I have a small dick.
Hell yeah! Got it there!
It's 4:44, Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Thank you for listening live on RantRantDMRadio.com. Thanks for the downloads. We love you just the same. It's wrestling talk.
Talk about wrestling.
Tony.
Matt.
Kevin.
What's up, boys?
Ooh,
what's up,
you tell fuckers?
What's up, fuckers?
What's up, fuckers?
Whoa, very aggressive for Tuesday.
Well, man, we got to get started. We were a little behind.
Oh, no.
I got a big booty, so I got a big behind.
Oh, Thundercat Jay George should be joining us any minute now.
There you go.
Thunder.
For those of you out there who are supporting the Shining Wizard Wrestling Podcast.
Thank you, first of all.
Absolutely. And you should sign up to our Patreon, because this next little segment, Tony, you and your son watched ECW.
Yes.
And it was super entertaining, by the way.
Yeah, the kid has lightened up and gotten into it more since we watched the greatest battle royal.
If I can say for a spoiler, when you had to explain why Balls Mahoney was called Balls Mahoney because he was from Nutley, and your kid goes, "Oh Jesus!"
So you're exposing the kid to EC Dub, huh?
Dude, he loved it. He loved the fact that everybody was bleeding. He felt bad for little Guido because he got squashed by New Jack.
You're okay with this? Awesome. How old's your kid?
He's
7.
11.
Huh? Oh,
7. Jesus.
7. That was a long time ago.
No. Hey, Kevin, that's fake news.
Well, I was throwing you a softball there.
No, not yet.
Swinging a miss.
Swinging a miss, Tony.
So if you want to listen to Tony and his son watch an ECW match, jump on patreon.com/wizardspodcast. It's highly entertaining. Probably better than when me and Tony watched ECW Best of Volume 1.
No, come on. That was pretty good. Look, and you get to check out the entire archive of watch-alongs when you join us on Patreon, by the way.
It's amazing. You can't beat it.
How little do they have to pay to join?
As little as $1.
$1 gets you a mention each and every week as a producer of the show. Do you want to just do it now and get it out of the way?
Sure, before Thundercat gets here?
Hell yeah!
All right.
Hell yeah!
Here's my list of Patreon people. This is fun. I like this, starting off hot.
Patreon.
Of course, we're going to thank our favorite tag team in all the world.
Do you want Patreon thanking music?
Don't ask. Just play it.
Yeah. Well,
you know, sometimes
with him, we do have to kind of
ask.
That's
true. Well, I think usually he's good at this.
The runner-up in the Sting of the Ring tournament, Jeff Hardy. There you go.
That's right. The Hardy Party.
It's the first fucking loser. He's a loser.
Loser!
Our favorite tag team, AOP, Anthony and Danny Rusinello, who were in studio last week. Studio B, awesome time. Dark Helmet himself, Ryan Arthur, was also
fucking
there.
Hardy Party!
Cindy Ardone, the queen of the Shining Wizards, Kathy Hummer. Manny Crazzo, Mike Martinelli, Sean Callejo, Sean Toe, Kate the Great, Matt Garifo, no relation to the KJG.
Who's that?
Brett Simonello.
Hey, what do you hear? What do you say?
Alex, my pal, Vasquez,
Al
whatever
pal.
The fuck that means.
He's my pal. Al, my pal.
Matt Mellinger, Scotch Drinksmore.
Yes.
And of course, William Mercier Jr.
Lives are going to be in William Mercier's hands. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, Kevin.
Jeff Hardy knows what I mean.
Does Jeff Hardy know what you mean?
You know it. William Mercier loves a good Hardy party.
All right. I'm down with a Hardy party.
Ted DiBiase.
Ted DiBiase loves a good Hardy party.
Does he?
He brings a DiBiase posse for the Hardy party.
Wow. Oof.
That's great.
I know. It was pretty good, but Thank you. I gotta no-sell it.
Oof. That's exactly selling it. It's the exact opposite.
Hardy party.
Of
ooh. Ooh.
So.
Oh, ooh, ooh. Can I start with something
before
Mr. Thundercat gets here?
Yeah.
My kid not only watched ECW with me, he's got a new favorite thing that he loves in all of wrestling.
Francine?
No, but I did watch a shoot interview with her today, which was very interesting.
Was she naked?
No, but she told the story about how Sonny gave her 5 somas to take, and she actually just took them, and she was all fucked up.
What are friends for?
Of course. Keep smiling. My kid's got a new favorite thing in all of wrestling. You want to guess what it is?
Get ready.
Elias.
Yeah, get ready, please.
What is it?
No, you got to guess. Give me one guess.
One guess.
In all of wrestling?
All of wrestling.
That's a big umbrella.
Well,
is it an umbrella?
Think of, no.
Firefly Funhouse.
Close.
That's a good guess.
That's a very good guess, no. Kev?
So we're guessing it's
just
Raw?
Just one guess.
Steve Austin?
No. You were on the right track with recent stuff, but this is his new favorite thing.
Oh, I kind of want to. I want to keep going.
A little bit of the bubbly.
He fucking lost his mind. He's going, what is bubbly? Why did he say that? Why does he keep saying that? Is bubbly, what is that he's drinking? It was like nonstop, like totally into Chris Jericho with the whole bubbly thing.
Wait, you showed him the bubbly thing?
I showed him like when he was walking around backstage calling everybody morons and stuff, which by the way, Jericho has turned on me now, and I'm glad he's AEW champion because
he turned on you.
God, when will you get this right?
Oh my God.
But that whole interview that he did walking by backstage where he's like, hey, paramedics, where were you when I was bleeding to death? Classic.
Oh man.
Oh, and he yelled at your guy. He yelled at Pillman Jr. He's like, nice hair, idiot. It's fucking great.
Look, great minds think alike.
But that's not all. That's not the only thing that I came with tonight.
Did his turn hurt you?
No, it was great. Oh. It was kind of like he picked me up and dusted me off, like Orndorff before the clothesline.
All right.
Good stuff. So this is what I'm into now.
Oh,
you
boy.
Remember how great the broken Matt Hardy thing was, where he played the piano and everybody put in different piano music, and he's like, Brother Nero. Well, this is the new greatest thing.
God. Oh, for Bubbly? I actually haven't seen this. So.
Oh, these are great. There's wrestling themes, and then there's other music. Check this out first. Tell me if you know what theme this is.
AJ Styles.
Kevin right away jumping in. I mean, I know it too.
What's going on?
I know. I don't know why it's
so bad.
Okay, not the greatest, but this one.
No, that was good.
No, right. There's better ones out there.
No, this one's pretty good too.
Bro.
Did you happen to see him when he dressed up like Matt Riddle when he was making a goofy face with the headband and shit? Okay, this one you'll know right off the bat.
I like the AJ Styles one better than that one.
Well, some of them are okay, but
are these all? Did you pull all wrestling ones?
No, I've got other ones, but these are the wrestling ones. This one's pretty good.
It's my favorite one.
No. Oh, they get better. Bubbly. Okay. All right,
big fan of Bubbly, huh?
This one's good.
Bubbly. All right. I'll give you that one.
Now we get out of the wrestling ones. This one, I don't even know this song, but it fits. You know this song? All right, that was not that great.
I don't know
this
one.
This one is pretty good, but the next one's my favorite. I'm
Oh, brilliant. The bubbly.
Okay. This is my favorite. I got one more after this, but this is my all-time favorite. All right.
A little bit of the bubbly.
That ooh is so funny, by the way. And you see, I like it better when they don't just drop the music out and they put it over the music. I think it, like, it flows a little better. This is long. I'm just going to play the beginning. You should know what this is.
Right.
Bump, 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 bump.
It just goes on and on. But eventually
brilliant.
Bump,
that's the number one selling t-shirt on ProWrestlingTees.com.
What, yeah. Little
bump, a little bit of bump, bump.
That's awesome. Bump, 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 bump.
So amazing how something so ridiculous can just turn even 10 times more ridiculous.
I was so into this, I went out and I got a liner.
What?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
I called Chris Jericho, friend of the show.
Okay.
I said, listen, you're the AEW champion. You got the bubbly. We need a new liner. And he had no problems giving me a
Really?
Liner. Absolutely.
All right, let's hear it.
Hey, guys. This is the AEW world champion, Chris Jericho. I'm celebrating with a little bit of the bubbly, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards.
Wow.
Amazing.
That is.
Impressive. He's turned on me, and I've turned on him. It was a double turn.
Oh, double turn.
Yes, it was Austin and the Hart from Survivor Series.
Who was the Ken Shamrock?
It's WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah, it was WrestleMania.
If you ever lost your cell phone and a wrestling fan found it, man, they would...
Oh, they completely...
The contacts that you have?
Oh, yeah.
Just to call Chris Jericho and ask him for a liner like that? Well, unbelievable. You
know, he'd probably reward you by sharing a little bit of the bubbly.
Ooh. Of course he would.
Yep.
Ooh! So that's my Chris Jericho moment.
I like it. Yeah. I like that you're into the Chris Jericho.
Oh,
it's good stuff.
I'm all in, as they say. Huddle, huddle.
So glad that he turned on you.
Yeah, of course. Everybody turns on me.
Who saw it coming, though? You know,
not me.
I thought it would be the other way around. I thought Tony was going to turn on him.
No.
You would think.
I don't turn on anybody.
You're natural.
Fair enough. So this is weird.
Why? Because we're speechless?
No.
Pretty soon, Jay George will be joining us.
The Thundercat himself. But in the meantime, Raw from the Garden. What did you guys think?
So I wanted it to be way better than it was, but to me, it was just another Raw.
I felt the same way. I didn't watch it live because I was watching Monday Night Football.
Even with the Austin stuff didn't resonate. It wasn't as like.
Well, because Austin was on after SummerSlam, right? Or before SummerSlam?
The 15, whatever, the Raw reunion.
Right, he did the Raw reunion. So they dust him off, and I know he's got a show on USA, and I know they're using that, but it just takes away from it. Like, The Undertaker's at SmackDown tonight. It's kind of like...
I give them more credit than probably a lot of people will, because they announced a lot of stuff ahead of time, and they made this kind of seem like the in-ring work was going to be like... Awesome. Like, they announced Rey Mysterio, Grand Metalik. They announced Cedric Alexander, AJ Styles. I'm sorry, that's one I led with. I'm sorry. Cedric Alexander, AJ Styles. Austin's going to be there. The tag match with the women, with Becky and Charlotte versus Sasha. But they made it seem, at least they tried to make it seem like, all right, this is going to be a fun show to watch. It's a New York type show.
Hold on.
And there was other stuff, too, that they
announced. I know. Any of those announcements... pique your interest?
Like what?
Mine?
Like the matches?
Yeah.
I mean, I would AJ Styles, Cedric Alexander one-on-one. It's probably pretty cool. But I wouldn't go out. I watch more Monday Night Football than I watch Raw.
Okay.
But you know what else is weird? They threw AJ and Cedric into the main event 10-man schmozfest.
Because the club, the OC came out, and then the Viking Raiders came out, and that's what happened there. And then it was going to be like a six-man. Oh, no, they never made it a six-man. Bobby Roode and Dolph Ziggler approached... AJ in the club, and then they made it a 10-man.
Yeah. You know what? The Viking Raiders have been squashing people every week. It was nice to see them in there with some upper talent.
Oh, you didn't like it a couple weeks ago when they were in
the
gauntlet
match?
And they just got double count out, DQ?
No, because they didn't get a chance to showcase anything.
Fucking hot garbage that was.
And now they're baby faces.
You know.
I'm gonna tell you right now. I did not watch MLW this week because I chose to waste my. I shouldn't say waste my time.
No, you're
I chose
right.
to spend my time watching Raw, actually trying to see like, oh, if they're at the Garden, let's see what made it special. You know what the most special thing was? Fucking Fat Michael Cole going. This is the place that Bruno Sammartino sold out 180 times. Yes, I had a hard on for Bruno.
Of course,
no, but. That's really like the only thing that really made me feel that they were like, oh, the Garden's important. Otherwise, it was just another fucking Raw.
It just happened to be an MSG.
It was another Raw. It was 100% just another Raw. Singles matches turning into tag team matches, main events. You know, the women's match, it did Natalya versus Lacey Evans
that
on the show.
That's fucking dog shit.
Like,
That proved to me that Lacey Evans never deserved to be inserted into
a major program. See, I disagree with you there. She deserved, maybe she's not ready yet, like, in terms of, like, actual in-ring.
She's terrible.
Like, whatever, but her character is so good that she deserves to be on the show every single fucking week.
She needs better, good.
She can't tell me that character's not good.
It is, but she's sloppy.
Do you have the time?
Do you think the WWE knows that it's so predictable?
No.
Someone has to be like, we're gonna have a singles match, we're gonna turn it into a tag match tonight. And no one in that room goes, hey, we did that last week.
Well, we thought that was the whole point of Paul Heyman getting this new role and Eric Bischoff getting the new role on SmackDown and new producers and new agents.
Well, apparently Bischoff is not, they're not a fan of him after the Eric Rowan thing.
Did you hear the doppelganger? Did you hear somebody?
I actually like that.
Did you hear somebody he hired in the back office? They caught sleeping?
Sleeping, yeah, the first day.
They caught him sleeping?
No.
Oh, no.
Let's see. I have it here in my notes.
Dill Weedy hired. They were walking by his office and he was already snoozing a roozing.
Who, Bischoff?
No, some guy he hired. Do you know his name? Oh, please tell me of his name.
That's when they did the switching of the writers.
Steve Long.
And he was somebody.
He's a former Sons of Anarchy writer who was found asleep in the writer's room by Michael P.S. Hayes on his first day.
Hey, wake your ass up, doot, doot, doot.
I guess he's not long for the business.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's right.
Hey, Jay George is joining us in some time tonight.
Yeah, he should be here any minute now.
Any minute.
But it's just like none of us know the actual hierarchy that's happening there. Obviously, it still has to go through the boss. So like that's still
I think that's the problem. Right. At the end of the day, I think that's the problem. Vince McMahon is still in charge. No one's taking away the fact that he built this multi-billion-dollar company and took wrestling and pushed it to the forefront of pop culture, and it's a thing. Right? No one's taking that away from him.
80s and 90s pop culture.
But you could argue that, like, the last couple years of WWE is unforgettable. I'll break down a wall for you guys. We did the Sting of the Ring. We're going to do a tag team one in October.
Sting of the Ring.
Right?
Is Sting in the tournament?
Sting. We have to talk about that.
Wait, did you say the last couple years of Raw at WWE have been unforgettable?
Unforgettable.
Maybe.
You definitely did.
They've been forgettable.
Okay.
That's what I meant to say. I'm sorry.
I was waiting to see where you were going with this.
Going through and looking, like, so my research for this tag tournament, I decided I'd look at champions first. And the last, like, 5 years, I'm like, this is not good. Like, none of these tag team champions, like, outside of, like, the Usos, like, I'll give the Usos and the New Day their due. Team Hell No was fun for what it was. Outside of that, I mean, the Revival's a great tag team, but they really don't get showcased.
You didn't like Jericho or Show Miz or
Jericho
Kane,
made
or Big
list.
Show and Kane.
No,
Jericho made
the list.
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Jericho made a list.
He did make the list. The irony.
You just made the list. With some bubbly.
Did you know this weekend at the Night of Champions?
Clash of Champions.
We've got mix and match tag team title when Seth Rollins and Braun Strowman defend against Bobby Roode and
that makeshift ass tag team that came out of nowhere fucking last week.
And Dolph Ziggler.
Who I'm a fan of both of them.
I am not looking forward to picking this pay-per-view, by the way.
Oh, it's going to go down, baby.
Not looking forward whatsoever.
It's going down.
Yeah, I took a beating last week. Matt did not beat on me. Like, you didn't beat on me enough, dude. Like, you should have.
You weren't there to defend yourself.
So what? You should have beat the living hell out of me, dude. Should have.
Should have, would have, could have.
Yes.
But dude, there's like another like 12 matches on this show this Sunday. So anything can happen.
Did they officially add AJ and Cedric yet?
Not that I know of.
Because you know they're gonna wind up adding that next.
Because Cedric got the pin on him.
Cedric got the pin. Dude, here's two things that pissed me off, and it was the same spot in both matches. Becky Lynch got knocked into Charlotte breaking up the figure eight or whatever, and then Strowman got knocked over by Seth. For the pin during the 10-man.
Eh.
But nothing came of it. They were just like, oh, you fucked me up. He's like, sorry, bro. And like it was like, okay.
You know what's so funny is like, I in like the few times that I've been in like in the like locker rooms and stuff. Guys, don't do other people's stuff. Make sure you don't do the same spots. Don't like make the finish not the same as this. And then how are like these guys supposed to learn if WWE every single match has the same?
But it,
the
it
same
didn't make
spot.
Sense. They dropped the same spot twice and nothing, yes! nothing changed because of it. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, the Battle Cat himself, the unpredictable
the battle,
one.
The Thunder. The Thunder
the Thundercat? The Thunderman.
The Thunder.
That's it. The Thunder Wrestling because everything is electronic. This is all electronic right now. Your brain waves. Your brain operates through electronic waves, and then all of that is pulsed by your heart. So it's thunder, it's heart, it's nature, it's science, it's everything, man.
That's it.
You just completely floored me. I think
here,
the show's
baby.
Over at this point.
That's science, Tony. You don't
Let's
know
go.
You don't
Whoa.
Know science?
I know science.
What's the matter with you?
Science. Oh,
this is a nice setup here.
That's right. Can't believe it. Yeah, that's right. This is your first time actually in the studio.
Yeah. I just wanted to congratulate you guys on 300 episodes. nah, man, that's an accomplishment.
Is that where we're at?
Close enough.
Close enough. Okay.
Right? What was the? There was an anniversary.
Yeah. Well, he J. George was the
we're
one that
at,
did got us the Hitman. Bret Hart.
That's right.
Oh, that's
See?
Right.
He remembers.
Oh, that's right.
As you know. as you know.
How does one become Bret Hart's favorite wrestler?
I just hard work and perseverance, and it's well, as I'm starting to learn throughout my career, like it's not just Bret Hart. I think it's all of the Harts, you know.
Really?
Yeah, it's been because I've gotten so I've gotten high praise from which is the one with the sunglasses. All
Owen
the time. Bruce
Owen. Yeah, he's a Hart.
I never met Owen.
No, Bret wears the glasses.
Don't they
no,
all wear
no, no,
the fucking glasses?
That's a good point. There's the one that always as a, it's not Keith. Keith is the one with the mustache. He's the
Smith.
No, it's Bruce. I think
Teddy.
It's Bruce. It's Bruce.
Oh, what?
Bruce Hart
is what?
The one that wears the glasses.
So he was the first Hart to see the.
They both kind of wear glasses.
Okay, yeah. We're pulling.
They
up
all
a picture.
Wear glasses. We just
that's
went
Bruce.
Through.
That's him. That's yeah. him. Brucey Bruce.
Right. Former tag team with yeah, Brian Pillman.
Because he wrestled. He refereed Vince and Brett at WrestleMania.
Yeah, for the U.S.
And he had the freaking glasses on.
Yeah.
He looks like fucking Keith Richards.
Yeah, no, he's the man though, and he gave me high praise.
What is that?
It's Bruce Hart, dude. Is there bed music? Or am I he just?
Yeah, we're playing Bret Hart's glasses.
Oh, that's a song.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's a great song.
We have a couple Hart ditties.
Oh, there boy.
Would you like
oh,
no. to hear one?
This is a bad one.
This yeah,
one.
Wait,
this one
no, this
cringe.
Was specifically made for Kevin's birthday.
Can I Facebook stream this at some point?
Yeah, sure. If you want, sure.
Maybe
yeah.
just a snippet. Oh, and you know what, though? And, of course, I left the tripod in the car. It's all good.
All right, ready? This was specifically for Kevin.
Oh, boy. Brother. I don't like this one.
Thinking of Owen Hart.
Such bad juju.
Thinking how he fell so far. And he hit so hard. Bad idea from the start. Yeah, we miss you, Owen Hart.
Oh, boy.
Jason yeah. Sains, just so you know, still Bye. Paralyzed.
Oh, my God. Love you, Jason.
What? It's just karma. I saw that he was kayaking the other day on Instagram. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. Thank you.
That is.
Appreciate that. That was actually very clutch.
All right, so Thundercat, what's shaking? What's new? How's things going?
Well, man,
what's with the sunglasses inside? You know what they say? Two people wear sunglasses
right.
inside. Blind people and assholes.
And Bruce Hart.
That's right.
Does Bruce Hart wear sunglasses inside? Yeah. You could leave them on. I was just busting your balls.
No, that was, I feel like that was kind of rude. Like,
it's not.
First
please.
Of all, so this is audio thing. Who the fuck do I think I am? I could have worn pajamas and.
I mean, Kevin's pants away from wearing Jesus. Pajamas, so.
That's right. Man.
Which actually isn't such a bad idea.
What? So what's going on?
What's going on with Jay George?
I don't know. We're trying to. Well, we have the emergence, the rebirth of the Thunderheart. But I it's been an interesting year. I started off. I was in Germany training in WXW, and I was there for a couple months. And then after that, I got booked for Oriental Wrestling Entertainment (OWE) in China.
Nice.
And that was a wild experience. It was the first time I got to really. I was wrestling four nights a week, you know, and it was a wild time, man.
Is that the company that's working with AWE now?
Yeah, absolutely.
AEW? Why did I say AEW?
Justin, Jim Ross does it all the time,
that's
too.
Right.
By God.
Yeah, we were, when I was there, they just started the deal, and then they brought in SCU to do, like, a match and stuff. And then I was originally going to be wrestling them, but... It was, like, me, another Western guy, and then, like, one of their guys, because they were where these guys like choreograph their matches like weeks before, and they go through every like little detail before they actually perform it. It's a very different culture there, so they were worried, but I mean, that's the U of Pros. They got them through it, you know.
So like, is wrestling in China like super different than say wrestling in like Japan, to your knowledge? Like, is it, do they share kind of the same customs, or is it like totally different?
It's completely like, well, so like the style wise, yeah, because they're trained by Shima,
yeah,
right. So they do whatever there, but the fans don't know what it is. They've never, for the most part, like 90% of them never seen wrestling before in their lives.
And China,
yeah,
yeah.
So, but it's so silly because before the show, all of the guys all the Chinese guys, they do like a boy band dance before the match in front of everybody.
The wrestlers do?
Yeah. And then they tell they show like, they have to show them, like, they take two young boys and they show them, this is a pinfall, this is a count out.
So young boys exist in China as well? Because that's
yes, yes and no. They try to do it, but it's...
So it's not necessarily the same as, because young boys are pretty, you know, as everyone knows, long lasting tradition in Japanese wrestling, having your young boys.
Yeah. But we had like four kids there from that were just starting out. Like, they were super young, right? But relatively all the students are young, but these guys were like just starting out. Apparently they like keep kayfabe with them. Like, they don't tell them it's a work until after. So they show them.
Really?
They were showing them how to do like shoot headlocks. And I'm just like, well, that's, you know, that's kind of weird.
Doesn't
I was like
right.
trying to help them. And they were like, oh, no, we have to show them this way because we tell them. But then they fucking tell the fans that it's fake before the show. That's the weird part.
Really?
Spoiler alert.
I think so. I'm like 90% sure they do. They tell them it's a show.
Yeah. Did you learn any Chinese while you were there?
Shishi, which is, what is that?
It's a man with a penis?
No. A shishi. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Shishi is
thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Ni hao is hello.
Oh, yeah. Ni hao.
Ni hao.
I knew that.
Yeah. All right. Dude, that was about it. I couldn't even begin to try. Like, I was picking up German a lot more quicker than I was with Chinese.
Ooh, you watch any of like the Shiza videos or do any butt stuffs over there? What?
I didn't inquire too much about the Shiza stuff.
Sorry. I had to ask.
That's okay.
We don't get too many guys that go to Germany on the show, you know?
Well, you know.
It was like you, the guy that nobody talks to anymore, and David Starr, I think.
Who's the guy nobody talks to?
Oh, come on.
Who's the guy that, I don't know.
RBR?
No, he never went to Germany.
I thought he did.
No.
I thought he just went down to the McDonald's and touched a bunch of kids.
Oh. Really? Allegedly.
No. I'm pretty sure that happened.
The views of Shining Wizards matter, not necessarily those of Tony and Kevin.
That's fine.
I think Kevin punched out. The Devil's playing tonight, dude?
I'm doing research.
Hey, yeah, he's doing research. He's texting fucking Kurt Hawkins. Hey, how much can I get for my Remcos?
Wait, you got Remcos?
I got Remcos.
I wish I still had my Remcos.
Jay George, you collect, you have any wrestling memorabilia?
I have a massive...
Kevin's in.
I have a Mattel Elite collection.
Oh, Mattel Elite.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, whatever.
No, that's fine. You know. Listen, I am mad at you because I really wish I could have gotten into Mattel later or earlier than I like them now.
Right. I kind of got in a little bit late, but I got lucky. I was right when I got in. They were selling like the Legends. It was like the first Legend series. So they had like the Loose Cannon, Brian Pillman.
Oh.
Dude, I could throw a rock and like find one of those like at a store somewhere, and they would and I would buy. I had like six of them, you know. So I got right around that time period, so I got in on some good stuff. But
I remember before I got back into it, like collecting like ridiculousness. Like I would walk into like a Kmart or a Walmart, and I'd see like a Brian Pillman, that very Pillman on the bottom left.
Yeah.
The Hollywood block, like right in the middle there,
yeah,
right next to Santino, and I saw it. And I'm looking at it, and I'm seeing like $19.99, like $20. And at this time, I hadn't even looked at wrestling figures in a while, other than like Hasbro's and LJN's.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're telling me right now, to buy a wrestling figure, I had to spend $20 to get an action figure. When back in my day, they would be three for ten. They'd be like $3 for $10 in a bin at KB Toy Store.
Yeah, but they were in comparison.
But again, this was before I got back into it.
Inflation
so like
too, right?
And now I'm just like, you know what? I would. if I really liked somebody, like I got, like I spent like $20 for like a tugboat.
But dude, I was the same thing too. I remember I'd see these guys, I'm like, $20 is too much. But then like I started seeing them go on clearance and I'd get them for like $5, $3. Then you go on Target, they sell them super cheap. You can find a lot of guys super cheap.
Yeah, I'm not into collecting current stuff unless
get
it's
get into
like,
it, just do it, just jump
I want to, like, unless it's somebody that we've had on the show that happens to get like an elite, you know? Then I'll get it, like something like that. Like, I think I have, like, I have the Gulak we have somewhere around here, like, the basic.
That's unbelievable.
The peg warmer Apollo Crews I'll get, because we've had him on the show, so. So, other than that, I'm not an elite guy. I'd rather complete my older collections.
There you go.
And then maybe one day when I have the money to buy everything I don't want, I will do it.
Yeah, dude, I got stupid into him, because when it's kind of fucked up, but when I was, like, when I was younger and I would start my collection, every time I'd fuck around in school and get in trouble, you know what I'd get for punishment? And my dad would, this happened, like, once or twice, he'd fucking break my action figures in front
what?
Of me. Yeah, isn't that intense?
That's, like, not, wow. Like, he wouldn't just take them away, he would break them?
Yeah, yeah. And he, like, sit there and watch me, like, lose it over it, you know?
That is ridiculous.
So then once I got older and I was started working and stuff, and I'd have my own job, it's kind of hard to do this to the career of enthusiasm. This was a moment, you know?
I know, really. You shit on the guy.
No, but... See, I love Curb Your Enthusiasm so much, and I appreciate the reference that I actually am letting it fly. And I thought it was, you know what? It actually is appropriate because...
Right.
It worked out.
You do know he's unpredictable, right?
I just can't believe that.
No, he's not unpredictable, like, anymore. Now
I'm
he's
a fucking
Thunder.
Thunderheart of professional wrestling.
Still, come on, that's pretty unpredictable.
I guess so. The problem I had with unpredictable is like it's everybody would always, what's unpredictable, right? And you guys probably have your own idea of what unpredictable is. And you have your own idea of what unpredictable is. It's such a weird, broad term.
My idea of unpredictable was you fucking powerbombing Jesse Brooks through the fucking ironing board. That was a fucking
That was a good one, right?
That was great. You were pissed off because you couldn't get the thing to stand up and you were just like, fucking.
Wow, you guys remember that, eh?
I remember. Do you remember who I am?
Yeah, of course. I met you.
Do you know who the fuck I am?
I was the only idiot to be the commentator for all four Tier 1 shows.
I was just about to say the first time I was ever on this show officially was at Tier 1's, I think, the first show.
Probably at our studios.
And you guys had the WCW trading cards, and we opened up
Look at that.
Yeah.
And I still, to this day, have, like, all of them, because I just, whatever.
We got more up there. Why would I take some home?
We got a whole box of them.
Let's open up a pack right now.
All right.
You can take that. Oh, you want to play the guessing game? I got an idea. Give it to me. I'll do it. I want you to play, though.
So.
But I know the answer.
All right, so if you're just tuning in. We are studio with Jay George, Thunderheart, JG on the Twitter machine.
Yeah, tell him to call in and fucking talk some shit, because that's the problem with the wrestling industry now is you got a lot of fucking guys. They'll fucking talk shit and make subtweets about you, and they'll fucking talk about you in their little group chats. But when you see them at the show, they smile and they shake your hand like they're your friends. But if they have an issue with you, they never bring it up with you. If a promoter has a problem with you, he doesn't bring it up with you. He just comes up with some bullshit reason to extradite you. It's fucked up, and I'm tired of it. You know, it happens way too much. You know, I hope you guys aren't like that. I don't think you guys are. You guys are straight shooters. Every time I listen to you guys, I come on here and shoot the shit with you guys, and it's always a good time. You guys don't hold back. You guys don't censor yourselves, and I really respect that, because a lot of people are afraid to speak their fucking minds because they're scared of fucking the heat and the politics.
Oh, trust me, we went through that.
Yeah,
oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like the first year of our existence, we went through it a few times.
Felt like the first couple years.
Oh, well, yeah, it did. It did linger on.
Yo, let's. You guys want to bring back PWS? Like, what's going on?
Do we? No.
Do we want to bring it back?
Let's bring it back. Why not?
No. Wait. So do you know Eric? Like, are you?
I have no. Listen, I'm just talking about the brand. I don't know the people involved.
Well, it's kind of a dead brand.
So let's bring it back. The first person I reach out to, obviously, I want Shining Edward Jackson on the project. I bring him in as my top heel manager. You guys are looking at me dumbfounded.
Oh, I'm glad somebody would.
Yeah.
He'd have to show up, but that's a whole nother.
Okay. Now, who do I book as my top?
Andrew Anderson, the Reinforcer.
Ooh,
okay.
Nice.
That's your top heel. Fuck yes. Independent wrestling staple. He was in The Wrestler.
Yeah. And you got to fly the Metal Maniac out from Hawaii.
Oh, right? Yeah. You got to bring metal in.
If anything, he's
heavy
metal faces.
Maniac.
Fuck. Okay.
Dude, he could paint kids' faces during intermission.
My main event. I want a fucking freak show stunt attraction here. I'm doing Andrew Anderson versus former PWS champion Butterbean.
Ooh.
Is Butterbean still
active or is he still around?
Is he still alive?
Well, I'm sure he's still around.
What do you think we're doing?
I got it, Tony. I loved it.
We're bringing back
loved it.
We're bringing back PWS.
Yeah, I heard.
I'm done.
Kevin's got a sweatshirt. We already got marketing.
No, I lost that sweatshirt.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
You threw it out.
No, I lost
it. You burned
it
in a barrel behind
your
house.
No, you know what I found out on the ride down? Kevin can't throw things out.
He's got it somewhere.
Wrestling-related things?
I can't throw them out.
They don't go in the garbage.
Like, I've all these t-shirts that I was trying to like get rid of some stuff, and I'm looking. I just told Matt. I'm like, all right. I see a black on the ground because all wrestling shirts are black. So I go like this. I'm like, JT Dunn, over as fuck. I can't throw that out. Then I'm like, pick up another one, the one I did throw out was like a WWE shirt. I threw out like my AJ Styles shirt that I bought. But like all these guys that have been on the show, I just can't throw out. I just can't do it.
I do regret not having one of the unpredictable J. George shirts. I do regret never getting one.
I can go through all like Jocka. Like, I'm not throwing out my Jocka shirt. Like,
you have a Jocka shirt?
Yeah.
I don't think I got one.
No, you did.
You did.
No, I don't think I did. I don't think he had my size on him.
Oh, that might be true.
What's the worst piece of merch that you own that you bought out of pity?
That I've bought? I've never bought anything out of pity. Oh, that's not true at all.
There we go. Obviously like a friend, not even so much out of pity. Friend comes out with a shirt. He's your friend. You want to support him, but the design.
I've bought too much stuff. When David Starr put out like three separate hats.
He's burying David Starr.
I love David Starr, but I bought all three hats.
David Starr caters to the Kevins of the world who love the snapbacks.
Yeah. He had three different colors, red, yellow, and blue. I could have just bought one of them and he would have been fine with it. I bought all three. And has no disrespect, because I love Dave, so like it's not even like an issue. But like I could.
But then you don't regret that because you have three.
But
David
looking
Starr
back
hats.
At it, like I don't wear any of them now. And I'm looking back, I'm like, did I really need to buy all three? Did I really need to spend $60 plus a T-shirt?
Wear one tomorrow. Why not?
I gotta see if I.
I'm
still
trying
have
to
them.
Think if I ever bought anything from somebody out of pity.
What about that fucking shirt you're wearing now, stupid?
I designed this shirt. This is my design.
What's the story? What is this?
It's a Mook Tang shirt.
Okay.
Because the guys from Turnbuckle Throwbacks call each other Mooks.
You say that like he knows exactly. Like,
yeah, no, he's like a good Mook. Yeah.
There you go. And plus, one of the guys on the show did set design and production for the Wu Tang movie.
Choppy?
Yeah. Choppy Magoo.
That's what
he does.
The worst piece of wrestling t-shirts I have, Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
I bought that out of pity.
I felt bad for him. I don't want Phil to fucking jump in front of a Phil.
Another bigger Phil.
Stupid assholes.
I'll get a text message where he tells me to go fuck myself.
Yeah, pretty much. Out of pity? No, but like I said, I've overbought.
Out of pity.
You bought out of pity? Come on, you got to spill now, man.
I wouldn't say it was wrestling related.
It wasn't a Vinny Pacifico shirt?
No, he gave me... First of all, it's the worst shirt I own. Because, like, I don't know what he did to get it printed, but, like, it's this big logo of his face, and then... And it's, like, this, like, big thing, and, like...
We can't do this. I like Vinny. Don't.
So, no, I love the kid. He's, like, a son to me. But... It's like the logo's like made out of plastic, so it's like weird.
It's like a actual iron-on, like from the old days.
Yeah, because it's like it's very graphic design, so I guess it would cost a lot to actually get it printed and stuff, and so what I was gonna say was I remember it being especially irritating because I had sex with someone who was wearing the shirt.
Ooh, now we got it.
So that's what was especially weird, and now I'm not a fan of that.
You should have told Vinny to take off his shirt.
Yeah.
You had sex with somebody and they didn't take their shirt off?
Well, it was the beginning stages of such.
So it was foreplay, if you will. That's what they call that.
Yeah. And it was like a 4X shirt. Oh, God, that's even worse now that I think about it.
Wow.
No, so because she was wearing it like a dress. That's why it was large. She specifically.
It's like going to the amusement park. It ain't the best ride, but there's no lines.
You're right.
It's okay.
And you're probably not going to get sick.
You'd be surprised sometimes there's lines.
I don't even know. I shouldn't have even brought that up.
It's okay. You did, though.
I did.
So she was wearing a Vinny Pacifico shirt, like, as a dress? Like, she would go out.
Well, you know how some girls do that, right? They'll buy, like, I've noticed some girls.
I've seen it.
Right?
And then you put, like, a belt.
They'll buy an extra large shirt.
And just put a belt around it, and that's, like, a dress for
them. Well, it wasn't even that.
So I punch you in the face.
You know.
I mean, I used to wear, like, extra large, like, as pajamas. Like,
remember that? You used to wear dresses.
What are you, medium?
Yeah,
nice.
Okay,
you got it. This guy gets it.
He's sizing us up. What about me?
Sizing us up. What are you doing? Large?
I wish.
Not extra. Extra.
Not
large.
For a couple years.
Not 2X. 1X.
Who? Just 1X.
El Dandy, right? And he's a top.
Doubt El Dandy because this guy's a serious professional.
Who are you to doubt El Dandy?
Never doubt El Dandy.
It's your the man, guy's Bret
a serious. Hart. He's a serious professional.
He is?
I get a phone call Tuesday. On a Tuesday, just like right now, just like we are right now, it was around 6-7 o'clock. It's from the Terminator, Teddy Hart. He goes, "Hey, you doing anything the next 4 days?" I was like, "Nope." And he's like, "You want to come to the Gathering of the Juggalos with me?" And I was like, "Absolutely," because you know Teddy Hart's asked me to go to the Gathering of the Juggalos, so I was like, "Yeah, okay, that's gonna be something." So, I go meet up with him at the gym. He's like, "Hey, you want to come in, get a quick workout?" It's like, sure. So I've ended up working out with Teddy Hart a few times. One time it was three in the morning. And towards the end of the workout, he puts on a match of him versus Jack Evans. And he just starts watching it while he's like doing shrugs. And then he puts on these compilations of Jack Evans. It's called Jack Evans Dying, where Jack Evans just eats shit on fucking dives and bumps. And he's just sitting there watching part one, part two. And he looks over at me, goes, "Man, Jack Evans, one of the fucking best of all time. He did every move. He took every bump." I was like, "All right. Yeah.
Sure.
Why not?" So I'm back at his place. He goes, "So we're about to leave." He goes, "You want a suit for the Gathering?" And I was like, "What?" I was like, "Yeah, sure." Opens up his closet. It's all the fucking Teddy Hart suits. He's like, "Yeah, go ahead. Just pick one." I was like, "All right." Then he goes.
I saw that picture. Is that the picture that you have up that we used for?
Yes. Yeah. That was me wearing a suit. And then he goes, "Oh, you need a clean shirt too for the road. Why don't you pick this?" He picks out this like, it's like this giant bedazzled marijuana leaf shirt. And I'm like, I'm in no way ever going to wear that in public. And he's, "Yeah, what about here? Just get this. He's a clean shirt." Gives me a Hart Foundation shirt covered in cat hair. And I'm like, this is the most Hart experience of my life right now. It's like, all right, cool. Let's do it, man. And then he goes, "All right, I just got to go to the bathroom for a second." And then he tells his girlfriend, he's like, "I'll put this video on." And he puts on one of his own highlight videos. And then he goes, Play it in half speed for him. So it's like an 8-minute highlight video, and I'm watching it in half speed so I could see all those fucking rotations and everything. And he's spiking his hair for 20 minutes, and we finally hit the road. We're in the car. We're going to go to Maine, and then we're going to go to Indiana. He's like, he starts playing this, not Eminem songs, but they're Eminem beats with some dude rapping on them. And he goes, "Fucking listen to this. This is your fucking homework. This is what I listen to get pumped up. This is a lot of shit, like, about how I fucking innovated all this shit in wrestling. All these guys are doing my fucking moves now. That's what they're fucking talking about." And I was like, "Okay, yeah." And then at one point, as we're like 6-7 hours into the drive, he starts playing his own fucking shoot interviews.
Like, wow.
Yeah, that's just some.
That is fantastic.
That was just some of my experience with Teddy Hart, but those 4 days I spent with him going to the Gathering of the Juggalos, changed my life and my career for forever.
Did he ever tell you about his idea to put energy drink fountains in the posts on the ring?
No, I never.
What? Yeah, so this way in the middle of a match, if you're running low on energy, you just like pop by it up and just get a drink.
Well, we can't confirm or deny
if that was actually him.
It may, yeah, we may have been razzed, but the guy that razzed us, if it was a razz,
would have been TJ,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how is this relationship with Teddy Hart? How does that begin?
Okay, so first of all, I also forgot to mention, as we're doing this 4-day loop, we have four cats with us in the car.
Oh, Christ.
Christ. The entire time. And they have like a litter box in the trunk, but they're so well behaved. And while I'm driving, Mr. Velvet would come up like right on my arm and just sit there and just hang out like that while I'm driving 8 hours. How does it be? I don't know. So, I mean, I always, obviously, you guys all seen his promos, fuck yeah. Right? So I obviously I was always enamored of those, and I always thought he was a fucking innovative professional wrestler. All his stuff fucking looked clean, and he put a lot of fucking energy into his matches, and he always worked hard for the fans, and you know, he made sure they were able to properly escape from reality while creating a reality of his own. So
is he happy where he is right now?
He's very. It's the heart, man. He's very like they're just very they drive on a plane, you know. It's very interesting. Like, it's very even keel. Like, he's got that. He's just like Brett in a lot of ways, where he's got that dry, like, wit. Like, so we go to Waffle House. Oh, also, I can't eat fucking pork around him because he's like, I don't fucking eat pork. And I fucking, I don't, you know, it's fucking bad for you. I was like, all right, cool. And, but that also meant I wasn't allowed to eat pork around him because we were at a Wendy's at like 2 a.m. And I just ordered, it's fucking junior bacon cheeseburger. And he goes,
nice.
Yeah, just no bacon on that.
On like, your order.
On my order. Wow. I was all right. You know, so we go to Waffle House. What the fuck am I going to get?
Junior burger, please.
steak and eggs.
Junior.
But the guy pulls into a handicap spot. And I'm like, boy. Teddy, what are you doing? You can't park here. He goes, yeah, I'm with you, ain't I? Just fucking walk slow. Shouldn't be too hard.
Wow.
Oh, my God. That's God. He does ribs like that, you know? Hey, man, I'm sorry. I'm finally, after 4 days, I'm, like, ready to go. Hey, man, I'm fucking... Because I had to leave my car keys there in case the guy had to move my car. He goes, fucking the guy can't find your car keys, and he's fucking asleep, and he's not going to wake up till, you know, and he's, like, telling me the story, and I see the fucking car keys in his underpants. Like, all right, good rib.
How did that relationship come though?
I just started seeing him at shows, and I'd just start quoting his promos to him, and I'd say, Teddy, me and you are a lot fucking alike because I got blackballed by a lot of these fucking promoters because they, you know, they don't have to, you know, all this shit. And he would remember me, and then one day we exchanged numbers, right? And so I would send him footage and stuff. Good shit. Good technical wrestling, right? This is a funny story. One day I'm fighting with my ex-girlfriend, having an argument, right? And I send her these strings of text, you know, trying to soothe things over. And accidentally sent them to Teddy Hart.
Whoops.
Yeah, it's like three of like, I was like, listen, I respect you and you, but you started talking to me again. You liked my Facebook picture. And he's like, what the fuck you talking about on that Facebook?
Dude, that's such a funny conversation. That's such a funny thing because that could totally be misconstrued as a conversation with a girlfriend or a coworker.
Hey. Like, now that's a good cue for the fucking Curb Your Enthusiasm. That was a complete Larry David moment.
Oh, that's too so late good.
Now. Matt's guy sleeping. Plays it while I tell the sad story of my dad breaking my action figures. But
look, him breaking your action figures, it made you get your shit together. So I don't want to hear
not.
It. No, you're still a fucking disaster.
Well, no, the whole point of that was because of that, I ended up having a very crippling addiction to these fucking action figures. And
I mean, you could have an addiction to cocaine, so I guess it's better.
Do you have any Hasbros? Just give me one.
Just about all of the Hasbros.
I'm going to start a Hasbro collection. Where should I start?
On eBay.
The cheap ones.
What's I used to actually the first one I ever had was the Razor Ramon purple.
That's a good one though. That's an expensive one now.
I remember I first got it, I was like, I'm gonna keep this one fucking mock and I'm gonna fucking sell it for millions of dollars in a few years. My fucking dog opened it.
With his hands?
No,
he just
So you had it in a case. Because
those they're flimsy. You could just pop them off almost.
Oh my god, I have a hole in my devil's?
No, yeah, you do.
Sorry.
Who's your favorite devil's? Martin Bordeaux?
Yep.
How did I guess that? Huh?
Because it's very easy.
It's everybody's favorite. Yeah, he's a fucking homer. That's why.
Kevin or Martin?
Marty, if you will.
Martin Bordeaux, yeah, that was the guy.
No, I know, but who's the homer?
Well, I mean, I'm from New Jersey, so clearly I'm a homer.
All right.
Yeah. Is it? Nah, I would have told you I was a Devils fan, but I never watched it. I went to one Devils game because I won him in a raffle.
Nice.
It was a fun time.
Dude, going to hockey live is fun.
Live hockey is the best sport you can go to.
Absolutely.
Live, yeah.
The action is nonstop. I had no idea they changed players during the middle of a friggin' play. No idea until I saw it live.
It's called, it's called line changes.
Yeah, I had no idea. Yeah. When you see it on TV, they don't follow the changes. They follow the puck.
Well, could you do that in basketball, too, though?
No. You got to wait.
Not in the middle of a play.
You got to sit in front of the bench and, you know, wait for the
buzzer. Either call a timeout, got to be a dead ball.
Yeah.
Or a foul or something like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, hockey, you can change lines in the middle of while the puck is still there.
Okay.
It's fucking wild.
That's why a lot of goals, you get caught sleeping. You make a late change and...
What's your favorite hockey video game?
Oh, NHL 94.
94, yeah.
Really?
That's easily the best one.
Oh, okay. That's easy. That's attainable for me, too.
I like ice hockey on the NES.
Which one?
Ice hockey on the NES.
NES.
That's a great ice hockey game.
No, it's not.
Dude, my team is three fat guys and one skinny guy, because the three fat guys beat the shit out of everyone, and the little guy just breaks away and scores.
You can go with the NHL equivalent of Blitz, which is Hits, which is a great game.
Oh, Hits 2002. That's my fucking game.
2002. Wait, what's that on?
GameCube,
yes.
You know what game
that
was...
That is my game.
You know what game I'm super nostalgic for lately was Blitz the League that came out on, like, 360? That era? You guys ever play that?
I never did.
That was like a fun, I was immersed in the career mode and stuff. That was a fun game.
I might have had that on Dreamcast.
Blitz the League came out.
Blitz was around forever.
Blitz was always around, but they like when they did the revival and it was like super
say hey.
And I think Lawrence Taylor was like on the cover.
Of Blitz the League?
Yeah.
It's very possible. Tony's gonna go into his
Jamie, why don't you pull that up, right? That's why.
No, he's got it right there.
Michael Strahan was on Blitz 2003.
Oh, boy. Hold on. Into the mic.
Who's that guy?
Oh, that's Scott Stevens.
Scott Stevens, baby.
Wow.
That's got to be the best.
This is weird, though, because he was so far out of the league at this point.
That's the best hockey game ever.
Was he?
What year is this?
That's 2001, gotta be,
I had
right?
this game.
So fucking great, that game.
Was Scott Stevens still playing in 2001?
You know what pissed me off? I had everything loaded up, and my game card glitched out, so I lost my entire fucking... Had to start from scratch building everything up.
It's a fucking great game.
I love it.
The fight, like, because you were, like, basically... There was, like, a button to, like, instigate a fight.
Yeah, that's all I would do.
Yeah.
Yeah, he played till 2004, Scott Stevens.
Wow. That was a little bit before my time. Then I became a hockey fan in 2005, actually. So I missed... See, that's the thing. I missed all the Stanley Cups. So to me, the Devils, in my lifetime, have never won a Stanley Cup because I wasn't because I wasn't a fan then.
Yeah, because Kevin's 14.
Very interesting.
No, I was in college, and I didn't know hockey. 14. And then when I became friends with said Martin Brodeur, that's when I became a hockey fan.
All right.
So there it is. There's your name drop, Tony. That's a gimmick, bro.
Drop it.
That's what we have to have a soundbite for that.
I couldn't name play. Drop.
Fuck you, WWE.
All right.
Whoa.
That's not even remotely close to what I asked for.
What are you woeing about?
Who was that?
What?
I don't know.
Whose voice who was that?
Oh, it was some bitch that was pissed off about something that happened during some random pay-per-view. I think it was Brock Lesnar winning the title back.
I thought you were going to go with stupid fucking question, Kevin.
Stupid fucking question, Kevin.
There you go.
Was that directed towards you?
No, it wasn't. But it was
the very end of an episode of Bruce Pritchard's podcast. Uh-huh. He had a question from a Kevin, and he hated the question, so it became a drop.
It was a dumb question.
It was a stupid fucking question.
That's right. But it's
fuck this
shit. He's getting booked now, man. He's a star.
That's crazy.
Why is that crazy?
Because it's crazy, dude.
He's brilliant.
Some tender-titted little kid who jumps off of shit for the Juggalos and the Juggalettes.
Jumps off fucking microwaves and shit.
People love it.
Body
I love
lines
it.
For people
I watch every one of his fucking videos.
Matt, you have the soundboard up there. I just can't help but see like certain things on there.
Right?
How much does this guy weigh?
Can you play Anvil Laugh for me?
Wait, guys. Is this... Someone brought this up to me.
Hold on one second.
Oh, you got to play Anvil. I kind of have the Anvil goatee going. What
you're you getting there for there? Sure. Oh, no, you're right there.
I'm around there.
Don't see Anvil fall from the sky.
What is fuck you piece of
shit? There's no yeah, baby at the end of that? All Anvil's promos are, yeah,
yeah, baby.
Is that Cornette?
Fuck you piece of
shit. Come on, that's a classic.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, guys, that's right. You guys.
Listen, now I'm looking at all of them.
Hey, guys, I think this has been the best in-ring King of the Ring tournament in quite a while.
Oof. Well, it has been quite a while.
This man has no dick.
But like, even as far like I was thinking about it, like even as far into the 90s, like I don't know, this in ring wise.
I mean,
the matches have been way above par.
That's the thing. they have great matches, but WWE stories have been dog shit. Really?
Were you a fan of the fact that they actually, for the first time ever, had a triple threat match in a King of the Ring tournament?
Yeah, kind of liked it. I don't know. I mean, it was kind of a cop-out, but I liked it. I don't know.
I appreciate them trying to do something different, but to me, it doesn't feel like a King of the Ring match. It just feels like another match on Raw.
I don't know, but so you say that, but like, look, man, hey, that match Corbin had with Alexander was fucking great.
Oh, listen, I'm not downplaying any of what these guys can do.
I felt like that one felt like, okay, wait a minute, this one matters, who's going to advance.
What are your thoughts on the King of the Ring tournament being over time instead of in one night?
I was never crazy about that, but if it allows the guys to have better matches like that and push things out,
because
sure.
The more recent ones, I think the last one was either Sheamus or Booker T, I think Sheamus.
It was Barrett.
Oh, Barrett, King Barrett. Yeah.
Which, ugh. I don't even... That was like a weird one. That was like a special on the network they did.
It was a special. You're right, yeah. Yeah. So, but like before that, like again, I totally forgot about that one until you brought it up. But before that, like you had
you know which one was very good? The 2008 one.
You're gonna have to remind me on that.
William Regal.
When he gets cornered and Kennedy comes out and once he wins it, he gets like he's about to like say he's the king. Mr. Kennedy comes out and then
Kennedy's gone.
No, he's definitely not.
No, but he doesn't come out in this part yet. No, Kennedy shows up later because he beats there's something.
It may not be the night of, but I'm pretty sure it was like the week because he was also the commissioner at this time.
Yeah,
Regal.
Yeah. But there was
definitely a promo where Regal's in the ring in the throne.
Yeah,
starts to talk, and then all of a sudden you hear Kennedy and his.
That's after he.
It happened on Raw.
Yeah. This is after
the Raw after.
But this tournament, what I liked, this was story-wise, was good, because it was like Regal, like his first round is Hornswoggle, right? You can check it. I think he wrestles Hornswoggle. But before that, Finley gets messed up by Khali, and Khali works over his leg. So then right after that match, Regal wrestles Hornswoggle, and as he's walking away, Finley's trying to pull him off Hornswoggle, he just kicks him right in the leg. And then that plays into their match, and I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a fun one, and then it led to some good stuff with Regal.
I'm gonna have to rewatch that because that was when Regal was definitely getting like, and then he fucked himself.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I really wish that was like one of those storylines. I really wish we got to see play.
Was this because like I could tell you anything that happened from like 89 to like 99.
Right. Tell me what happened in 89.
Stuff.
Macho Man Hogan.
Oh, yeah, I could tell you I could tell you all the main events of
pay-per-view. Macho Man Hogan, Rick Rude, and Ultimate Warrior build up their thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, you had SummerSlam 89, which was obviously the Hogan and Beefcake versus Zeus and Savage. You had Warrior versus
wait, what was it? Fuck, I forgot the
No
match.
Holds Barred.
No Holds Barred.
Yeah, but you didn't talk about the Battle of the Figure Fours, Ronnie Garvin and Greg Valentine.
When because Ronnie right. Garvin was suspended and to be a referee, and
then he was like a ring announcer.
He was a ring announcer for Snuka against Valentine, wasn't he?
That was at it was at SummerSlam 89. It was Hercules versus Valentine.
Hercules, that was it. Yes.
And he was the ring announcer for that.
Yeah.
Can I say something?
No.
Rugged Ronnie Garvin fucking sucked.
Really?
I'll say it. He fucking didn't deserve to be the NWA champion.
How about you get those hands
of stone? He was over
in
NWA.
How about the Garvin stomp is the fucking dumbest thing ever?
I agree. He should not have been NWA champion.
And if Tommy Rich wasn't blowing fucking Jim Barnett, he wouldn't have been the NWA champion either.
Oh, shit.
Jesus.
Wait, Tommy Rich was an NWA champion?
You cocksucker.
Exactly.
When?
Wildfire,
he beat
baby.
Fucking Harley Race.
1983. They did a swap. Six
for like
days.
Two
yeah.
weeks.
83?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was 83.
No,
it was 81. I think it was 81.
He had the Stan Stasiak.
Tommy Rich in 81.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
he was
pretty
a young.
Sure.
He was the young.
He was a Wildfire.
I used to be able to name every WWE champion, but then I get fucked around like 2000.
Yeah, it's probably the same. Around the same. In order, it's probably around the same.
81.
Time.
August, 81. April 27th.
Tommy
and
Rich,
it was like what, 7
81.
Days?
4 days later in Marietta.
4 days, there you go. Yeah, they did a little swappy swap because Tommy Rich was hot as shit, dude.
I don't know why. I don't think of Tommy Rich in like that early of a time.
Wait, were you here when we had him on the show?
Yeah.
We talked about it.
I don't think, listen, if I don't remember, he definitely doesn't remember.
Oh, come on, dude. So, Tommy Rich was completely lucid when we had him on the show.
Absolutely not.
Matter of fact, he was he was watching the current product. He knew more about Raw than we did at the time we were talking to him.
Well, yeah, but it helps if you watch it.
Wildfire,
Tommy Rich.
Me and
Tommy
Rich. I had a good
Rich.
Time with Tommy Rich. and one half of the Rock and Roll Express is as far as.
Wait, which half?
It's got to be Ricky.
I forget because they were both kind of hanging around, but one.
Yeah, well, how about the did one of them have two eyes? And one of them look like a cyclops.
With them. What?
Fucking added.
Did one of them have two eyes? And did one of them?
I heard someone said some weird story about them banging a girl, like double teaming a girl in a hotel room, and like he's looking up and he sees him like the one eye looking at him.
Well, you know, they
like,
say,
God damn it, stop looking at me.
Normally they say, sleep with one eye open. Now it's just like, just look for the one eye that's open.
You see they're working the
Briscoes. Or no, and also...
they're doing New Japan.
Yeah. Fighting Spirit.
Crazy. What the fuck is happening with this world?
They're so crazy. Their fucking matches against the Briscoes in Ring of Honor have been awesome.
Did you see them with LAX, former guests of the show?
Yes.
That was amazing. A match made my heart fucking sore.
Canadian fucking destroyer.
Yeah. Oh, hey, look, man.
And I saw their balls. I'm fucking thrilled about that.
I always like seeing the guys going around doing the Canadian. Like, I remember Buff Bagwell. He's like, hey, man, can you stall a little bit out there for me? I'm doing a destroyer. I got to stretch extra. Sure, go ahead. You know who gave it to? You know who's on the receiving end of that?
Rude Boy Riley.
No.
You.
Too Hot Steve Scott.
Too Hot Steve Scott.
Wow.
He stopped wrestling, right?
Selfie superstar, yeah.
I like Steve.
Is he still wrestling or not?
I guess I don't know.
Steve Scott a lot.
I don't know. It's a shame, but I think he should come back, do a couple more matches. He owes the fans that much.
You do, Steve.
Yeah, seriously. Steve. Like we're waiting for you, my friend. You're super fucking talented. I remember when we were fucking around one time when Ace reopened their school and we were just fucking around. We came up with this, you know, little sequence, and I was like, man, I can't wait to wrestle him one day. Guy's fucking phenomenal.
You know, like AJ Styles?
Yeah. That would have been a match. Why not? I would have booked that. See, if I would have brought back PWS and AJ Styles is around.
What's the obsession with the PWS, though?
I have no idea.
You can't pick a... Fucking, why don't you just bring back Tier 1?
I mean, they tried.
Tier 1's coming back, aren't they?
No,
they
drunk.
Tried. Good for them. They were going to do a show in August.
Right, but then I'm sure it got canceled because someone stole the ring or something.
Flushed and disappeared. Ooh. But it was like, dude, they were doing this whole thing. They were like, we're under new management.
Yes.
But it was always the same.
It was Long Dennis instead of Dennis Long. Right. I get it.
Long Dennis.
That
should be your gimmick.
At least he didn't like start like a fake Facebook page to start it up again. You know?
Ooh, are we shooting on Dennis Long?
No.
I think you're shooting on Beach Volleyball.
I'm just speaking facts. America. The show got canceled. It was a fortunate. You know, I wish the boys were able to go in there and collect a payday and entertain the fans. You know, it's the fans that lose out when shit like that happens.
Why don't you combine both promotions and it could be PWS Tier 1?
So you know what's okay? So you know what's funny? Do you guys remember there was that one
PTS one?
There was that one PWS show that was coming back.
The volleyball one?
Yeah. So that was ran. That was okay.
Oh,
so
that was the one where it was supposed to be like Sabu versus Vader, mm-hmm. but Vader had like a fucking hernia and Sabu was in crutches or something goofy like that.
Right. So that that was ran and backed by the original backer of Tier 1, the guy Lorenz Dean, as he was known.
Is he the guy that did the video about having the ring in his apartment?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Therefore, that being said, I want my ring back. That guy.
Oh my God.
He was the money guy originally for Tier 1, but he never even showed up at the shows.
He's agoraphobic.
Sounds like fucking Carmine.
It sounds like Carmine.
It was definitely a Carmine-esque situation. Why I keep circling back to PWS, I don't know.
It's a weird obsession, kind of.
But I feel like if I hit a source spot with you guys.
No, there's no source spot. It's just a weird thing.
I apologize. I know you guys.
I used to work for them.
I love it though. That's a great. It was a great energy you guys gave off. It was a great vibe. You guys were almost. You were uncomfortable. You were unfended, and to me, that's it's a very sexual experience.
Sexual?
Yeah,
what,
in a way.
Listen, about women's volleyball.
Listen, no. I'm just saying. Listen, in life and stuff, I need you guys to remember this. When you guys go on in life, there's no such thing as a product or an exchange. Everything we do is sex.
I don't know.
And these T-shirts are too tight too, Billy.
I love that. You book.
Hold on, I think we could redo the whole promo.
And that's why I kicked your leg out of your leg.
He goes.
That was Billy Firehawk from Gino's old ECP.
He was a Jersey guy?
Oh, yeah. Billy Firehawk? What the hell was his
name? You book a match against me, the total package, Lex, for Super Brawl, Super Saturn. What's it even called? I don't even know what's called.
I don't know.
Wait, he's what kind of disgusting,
he's pulling it up
despicable
now.
Lack of respect does that Billy What's-His-Face show booking a match? I could do that. You don't have to play it. I just did it.
Hold on. I saw what just happened out there with Ron Killens. I just want to ask you.
Who's that guy
with
the hat?
What are your plans for the next show, Super Brawl Saturday? I mean, are you going to take care of Ron Killens?
God.
What kind of disgusting, despicable. Despicable.
Lack of respect.
Does that Billy What's-His-Name show booking a match for the total package Lex Luger and Super Brawl? Super Saturday? What is it?
I don't even know!
Super Brawl Saturday.
Super Brawl Saturday?
Oh my God,
can you afford to pay me to wrestle Ron? I don't know!
No!
I'm one of the biggest legends and stars ever in this. God! And you think you're too tight too, Billy? And you book a match with me against Ron Killings? Look at me! Down. I'm a total package! I will rip him apart! I'm pissed now!
Oh my God!
I think you did it better, JJ.
It's the fucking best.
So this is a question I wanted to bring up with you guys. So this is something I think about way too much. But what are some of the weirdest like last matches ever for a guy in terms of his career like the last match? So like one for me is always Macho Man's last match, which was
TNA.
Yes, him, AJ Styles, and Jeff Hardy
against the Kings of Wrestling.
Against the Kings of Wrestling, not Cesaro. It was Jeff Jarrett, Scott Hall, and Nash.
Yeah, that was bizarre because then the gingerly with the headlock, the sleeper hold that gingerly puts him down.
I think that was like the finish, right?
Yeah, that was it.
And his last feud before that was fucking Dennis Rodman, which is so weird.
Yeah, WCW. Yeah.
I always feel like these guys should
99,
have these...
I think, right? 99-esque? Because I remember, because I think I just watched it, actually. Because when I go down a rabbit hole, I go down a fucking rabbit hole. Like, I just watch, like, if I start with the show, I'll watch it, then I'm like, all right, well, what led up to this? And I'll go back. Like,
yeah, of course. That's how we became fucking fanatics for the shit, right?
So it's, my God, that, to me, I made the mistake of watching that, that independent, which we talk about here all the time, the Legends of Wrestling show with, like, the main event was, like, King Kong Bundy and Jim the Anvil Neidhart versus, Jake the Snake and Yokozuna or some bullshit like that. And just seeing all these guys, like, and oh God, and like, Yokozuna is probably like the saddest story in all the world to me.
Yeah,
not in terms because he didn't do anything wrong. He just got too big, and to see him like on that show like that, like in the
it's fucking depressing. Yeah,
and he wasn't even the worst story of the show.
And he was young too, man. Yeah, super. People forget he was at one point the youngest WWE champion ever.
That's right. And I didn't even mean to take it to that level, but that's just kind of what made you remind me of. It's just like. That's like the last. It's not the last. It's not the most important memory I have of Yokozuna, but that's like the last time I remember seeing Yokozuna on that show. And again, he was okay. He was just big. It wasn't his problem.
It was his problem, though.
No, it was his problem that he was big. But that's not the reason why I remembered. Like Jake the Snake's the reason why I remember that show.
Right, because he Yokozuna. Used the snake as his dick.
Yeah, so like I remember Jake the Snake on that show being a complete disaster, but then I'm thinking, oh, what else was on that show? And then I remember Yokozuna being like a fucking...
No, I remember quite a bit about that show. I remember Sherry Martel getting her dress ripped open by George Animal Steel when they were filming through the casino. I remember...
Jake jerking off the snake.
Yeah, to like the
but
audience.
But I mean, that's the classic stuff. I remember Scorpio missing the tumbleweed completely and getting the pin on Julio Fantastico.
You mean the kiss that don't miss? Or the kiss that don't miss?
I remember Nikolai Volkoff throwing punches and completely missing the Bushwhackers. Oh, that's there's a lot that don't of miss. Great stuff.
Do you have that on your soundboard, the clip of Jake's promo where he's like, you want to play blackjack?
You want to play 22?
You want to play black? I got 22 of those. What the fuck does that mean?
Tony,
that you lose. That's what, right? That's it.
What was the game that you had with the cards?
Oh, no, forget the game. The match that I found that I was dumbfounded by as the last match, Hulk Hogan teaming with Bruno Sammartino in Maryland. That was Bruno's last match ever.
Wow, that's interesting.
They took on Bundy and the one-man gang.
Too bad they didn't kill Bruno then.
Really? Matter of fact, that was 22 years ago. It was August 29th.
Steve Austin had the best last match, one of the best last matches. It was against The Rock, WrestleMania, perfect.
Yeah.
The Rock's match, as of now, The Rock's last match is fucking Eric Rowan, who's the guy now in SmackDown, and I'm so for that. I'm 100% for that.
I have to wait a little bit on that.
Eric Rowan's the guy. What about Mick Foley? Royal Rumble 2008. Against fucking Santino or something. Well, no, just the Rumble itself, if you count.
Yeah,
that.
When they did like the Cobra Sacco thing.
Yeah.
The face off.
If not, it'd be some weird TNA match.
Bret Hart's whole it was definitely WCW TNA, run.
No.
Who's?
No.
Oh, Bret's... that shit against McMahon.
Yeah, Bret and don't people forget. No,
he was
people...
the U.S. champion too, right?
U.S. The champion. He beat The Miz.
Yeah.
I think that's his last match is against The Miz, which
that's
is kind of weird,
gross.
Right?
Who did we say? Who's ECW? Bret Hart's ECW run?
No,
WCW.
His whole WCW run.
The whole WCW run. Yeah, that was pretty
run.
Bad. The, what was the other one? Hogan's is just weird that his is going to be in, I guess, TNA was the last one.
Yeah.
Against Sting. Which, the Sting part's fine. It's just, I guess, weird that
Well, Sting's last one was against Seth Rollins, right?
Well, that's okay. That's not bad.
Well, if he didn't get hurt, there was more to it.
Right.
Right? That story, there was more
to
it.
Yeah, we could have got a couple more matches out of Sting.
Could have got
probably.
Sting Undertaker.
Which we might still.
We would have gotten that.
Saudi Arabia, everybody.
That definitely would have been
Saudi Arabia.
What's going on there?
Nah, I mean, come on. You tell me that if they don't give each $1 million, you're not going to do a Sting Undertaker in Saudi Arabia?
As long as he's healthy and he can compete. Yeah.
The broken neck versus
hurt.
The broken back.
Shawn Michaels did it.
Fuck Shawn Michaels.
Simpsons did it.
See, that's another one. I think Shawn had the right one, or he could have done like a match of AJ or Brian, and I wish we could have got one of those.
I'm sure we'll still get one. He'll bring that Cyclops eye out and have a fucking...
Whoa, Nelly! Yeah,
there's a lot of hate for the Heartbreak Kid.
I fucking
kid.
Hate Shawn Michaels. That... Just so you guys know.
Tommy Rich in the WCW card.
Yeah,
pack.
Dude, that's my guy, man. I have so much respect for him. The
there
guy worked hard.
That's for you.
Yeah, take that home with you. Put it in your wallet. Show
put,
all the
put
ladies.
Put in one of those plastic cases. You used to put baseball cards in.
Are we doing the game?
Do you want to play 1991? Guess what was in Tony's pack? WCW cards?
I thought we were going to let our guest open a pack of cards.
How do no, because I want him to play. I want to see what his 1991 WCW acumen is.
Ooh, why is Sammy here? What's he doing?
He interrupted
the Undertaker. So wait, what do? I have a
deck that I opened. You have to guess who's in the deck.
Okay, and this is all guys from 91.
All 1991. Do you know 91 WCW?
More or less.
All right. I like that.
All right, we got a player.
So we got Rick Steiner in the pack.
Wow, what a guess.
Can we do two packs? Can we use my pack too? Because I have a full pack.
Bobby Fulton?
No, there's no Rick Steiner or Bobby Fulton in this pack.
Oh, I should, I know who's in these packs, and I said Rick Steiner just to be like, oh, I know my WCW 91.
Well, listen, we're using my pack too. I have a Rick Steiner.
Okay,
all right.
So that's a win.
Oh,
so
we do have a Rick Steiner in there.
I mean, they put him as the brothers. They never like separated them, and with the tag teams, it would be the picture of one, but they would still use the tag team.
Interesting.
That's cool.
So like, watch. I'll we don't have to use this one, but look, this is a Ron Simmons card. But look,
damn.
It's Doom.
It's Kevin completely whiffed on that joke.
No,
I got his joke, but I responded.
It's Doom. It was.
It's Doom.
But they got him in the back, huh?
Yeah.
All right, so someone else guess?
Want to guess?
I got to turn my mic on. Is there Ric Flair in your pack?
There is no Ric Flair in
what?
My pack.
That's a
no Ric Flair.
No Ric Flair in my pack either.
Really?
Okay, Psycho Sid.
Sid Vicious is in my pack.
Sid Vicious is in my pack.
Is it the same card?
I got him dropping a...
Yeah!
Singlet. This is Singlet.
Singlet Sid.
There's definitely a
Sid
Tom...
Sid Singlet.
There's a Tom Zink.
What are you guys going to do when you run out of these cards?
Buy more?
We're going to move on to TNA cards.
I've got a Z-Man, Tom Zink.
You got a Tom Zink? Let me see that. Is he wearing orange gear or not?
No, he's got pink tights.
Let me see. Here, let me see.
Oh, boo.
How dare you guys
throw
around these WCW
Ding!
Cards.
All right, who else you got? Who else you got?
I was kind of wanted to go out of the on a whim on this one. Would we have?
We did, go ahead.
I don't think the. I don't
we
think
should play like a
diamond
go fish.
Stud.
No, Scott stud. Hall.
I don't think. Did he ever have a card in his pack?
I don't know, but you definitely have. There's a Southern Boys floating around.
That's
no
Southern
no
Boys. Here.
That's really? My. That's my thing.
No,
that's
last time I think we had three Southern Boys in one pack.
Was Medusa was around in that?
No Medusa in this one.
No Medusa in this one.
She
is
had
there,
a card.
Is
no?
there a Missy Hyatt?
No Missy.
Oh,
I have
statue.
Nah. I have no women. I'll give you that one.
It's
all
Jesus
guys.
Christ.
Lots
fly,
of penises.
Flying Brian.
No flying.
I got a
Brian
flying
here.
Brian.
Hey, we got a winner.
Correct.
Jesus Christ.
Ding.
Nope. I have no Jesus Christ.
Sting?
I've got two Stings. Oh, no, I've got one Sting.
No Flair.
I got this one. In
guys,
the blue
we
tights.
The people do not want Sting in our packs.
Who else you got? Who else you got?
Wyndham?
No Wyndham here. How about you, Kev?
No Wyndham. But we the people would love Wyndham.
Oh, we got a Dutch.
Yeah, I got
Dutch.
A Dutch. This one? No, we
yep,
got two
yep,
different.
That's the same one.
It's the same one?
I think, yeah.
Yeah, it's double Dutch.
Dude, they did a lot because I remember when we Ding. Opened the pack like that 4 years ago, I got a Dutch in that pack.
All right, who else we got? We don't have a lot left.
Per some bitch.
We don't have a lot left. Flying Brian.
No, you said that, you hump.
Flying Brian. There, I had two Kevin Flying Brians. I didn't realize Brian. I had two Flying Brians.
Steamboat.
No Steamboats.
And El Gigante.
El Gigante.
Fuck, that's good.
Over here.
That's good.
Who else we got?
Rock and Roll Express.
Ricky nope. Morton. That
whoa.
Counts.
All right.
Nope.
Are you going through like the you have like the top trading
no.
cards?
See what's
Rooster. Rooster. Fucking Terry Taylor.
We got a Terry Taylor.
I'm down to three cards.
Was he Terrence Taylor?
I can see the back of those Terrence. Cards.
Oh, damn it.
Are you guessing all his cards? You
I thought it was just him though. I didn't realize. I forgot that. While you were guessing three times, I forgot you were in it.
All right, who else we got? Come on. We only got a few left.
Well, I just saw the back of all Kevin's cards, so
right,
I know
look
who
at some
he
of
has.
Cards.
Tracy's. No, he said Tracy, right?
Southern well, Boys. I'm going to give one up because I already gave away. We have a second Doom card, so it's you have Ron Simmons and Butch Reed in there.
Oh, nice.
So I have
oh, it's
two
like
cards
a variant.
Left.
All right, who else? Who else? Come on. Hit me a couple
come on,
more.
We just saw him.
Batista. Two more minutes. Put the 2 minutes on the clock.
This shirt is too tight, guys.
Bob Sapp.
This shirt is too tight.
Oh, Lex Luger.
There Lex Luger. Go. I got a double.
Lex Luger. So whoa. I'm down to one.
No, I got.
I don't know.
Wait, you said Doom? I got a Doom, actually. I got a Ron Simmons. Did you have this Ron Simmons?
I don't got Doom, but I got Doot.
He's got a Michael P.S. Hayes.
There you go. You're
trying to put fucking.
All right, I got two Freebirds, and they're both Michael P.S. Hayes.
Oh, wow. I should have guessed Michael Hayes.
Doot. I got two more. One guy we talked about already.
God. How many cards are in your pack?
Actually, we talked about both of these guys already on the show. I don't think J. George was here for the first one, though.
Arn Anderson?
Nope.
Oh,
we had a whole conversation about this guy.
Tully Blanchard? No.
Really?
I don't remember.
We had a whole conversation today.
Yes, tonight.
Oh,
Steve Austin.
No.
What? He was no, was he? He wasn't.
I think he was in World Clash at that point, no?
No, I think so. 91.
We had a conversation about
about one of these two cards, yes.
On the air.
Yes.
Mean Mark Calloway.
No.
He was
Dan Spivey.
Wildfire.
Ah, I was here for that.
He already. Oh.
And
no.
By God, I've got one more card.
Jim Ross.
This is pre-palsy.
Hey.
He's actually got a smile. Oh, goddamn.
Jumping Jim Ross, the white meat baby face from Norman, Oklahoma.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, wait. You want to hear some Jim Ross music?
Is it my ass?
Yeah. Whoa!
Time has arrived.
Hey.
We are broadcasting raw live from my ass.
My boom, ass. Boom.
I like my ass.
Two old women slap my ass.
Tony!
Woo! What's up, dude? That's
you know what they say.
Oh, no, what?
Back after this.
Oh, we're doing that?
We gotta take a break.
All right, I guess we'll take a break. Say it again.
Back after this.
Oh, I gotta stop that music. Fuck.
My ass.
We here at the Shining Wizards know that you love to do online shopping, and most of you do it through Amazon. But don't go to Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.ShiningWizards.com. Click on your country's banner, and when you shop, any money that you spend goes a little bit to support the show. It's not a whole lot, but every little bit helps. And the more you buy, the more we get supported, and the more everybody can be happy, and we can continue to bring you the best professional wrestling podcasting.
Horns up. This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at inconclusivepod or facebook.com/inconclusivebreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
We're the Jersey Wrecking Crew, and we approve this message. Even though many of you believe that we're living in an ununified country where the main question is whether to kneel or stand, you'll never have to worry about the Jersey Wrecking Crew, because we're up all night.
Too sweet.
No, it's one sweet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Listen to the Jersey Wrecking Crew on the High Spot Podcast with brand new episodes every Friday on the Shining Wizards and B Plus Player Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike from The Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or The Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. We'll see you there.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the Impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
Back with Sam Roberts.
What's the haps? What's the haps?
Is this a Sam Roberts vehicle?
Yes.
Is it really?
Yep.
This is Jay George's fucking entrance music.
Yes, sir. 4 a.m. Let's go.
Oh, all right. So we are back.
We're back.
Live on the rant, rantemradio.com. If you're listening to us live, we appreciate it. Thunderheart J. George is in the studio. We're talking this, that. But I think everyone's tuned in because they want to hear us talk about RCA Wrestling. Is that what we're calling it here?
Oh, yeah. I heard about this.
So,
do they have the dog for the logo, by the way?
I don't think so.
See, that's fucking
no,
lost
well,
money.
I'm kind of upset with you guys, to be honest, because... when I messaged you guys, you said, oh, what do you want to talk about? What do you want to promote? And I said, obviously I just got signed to this major company and with a great contract. You could see a lot of guys were being dumb and they were putting their price out there and they were saying, I'm getting paid this much and I'm getting paid this much. And I said, you know what? I put out there that I'm getting paid double what these guys are getting paid. And then what did you guys say in the message? You said, which one was it? Who's doing the Twitter? Was it you? You're like, oh, this guy, the RCA thing's not real. You know that, right? Oh, we could pretend it is, wink, wink. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, if I were fucking, Joey Janela on here, coming on here, talk about being signed, you guys would be doing backflips and congratulating me.
That's right.
Like, now I'm on the same level as these guys. Like, you have to realize now I'm on the same level as, like, a Chris Jericho. I just got signed to a major company, and you could see the details there. I sent you the images.
There.
I just got announced. Why don't you go to their Twitter? You see right there? Look at that. That's my promo picture.
You look high as fuck, son.
Well, you know who took that photo?
That's huge.
RVD? I don't know who.
Matt Wolf.
It's a big deal.
He took that promo picture for me.
Who's Matt Wolf?
You guys are on live, by the way. So Matt Wolf is a famous independent wrestling photographer. The guy works very hard. He takes some great photographs of the wrestlers. He does it for free.
Nice.
He helps the guys out. You know, are they a little blurry sometimes? Yes. Are his pictures out of focus? Maybe a little bit. Mm. But like, who's, you know, who's counting here? It's the effort that counts. Sorry. So like, yeah, like I said, guys, I get signed to this major company. You guys tell me, oh, it's not a real thing. Ooh. It's 100% a real thing. Like, look, and we
got merch.
Yeah, they're Jamie. Pull that up, right? Like with the Joe Rogan podcast.
Keep getting your fingers stuck in that wise ass.
We can't even see the screen.
See that $5,000 buys you a tripod, dicko.
Hey,
yourself over there.
Hey, for horses.
I was being. So anyways.
Hold on.
Listen,
hold
you know what? I could break your stupid little tripod thing. Guess what? I'll just buy you another one because now I have money coming in, guys. $5,000 a month from this company, RCA. And now, then you know what?
Can I ask a question?
What's up?
Is this pay that you're getting?
Yeah,
this $5,000 a month.
Yes, sir.
Does that start in November, or are they paying you now for promotion?
So I'm Retro. Assuming it's going to start in November. I may have gotten a little bit carried away so far. I started definitely spending money on stupid shit, but like
clearly not your outfit.
All right. Wait. So that's disrespectful, but again, man. Come November 22nd, when I'm in the Staples Center, the same arena where the Clippers play, correct?
And the Lakers.
Jack Nicholson's been in that arena, and I'm going to be in that arena as well.
You
heard
can't he's got, handle that.
What are
I
you
heard
doing?
He's got tickets already for the first show.
What are you doing over there, Matt?
The
schedule. Yeah. You know what? Maybe if I get in there because I'm going to start selling out that arena for sure.
Yeah, what
I'll
time
get you season tickets.
I would appreciate it.
You and Kawhi just chilling?
Oh, yeah. he's absolutely right now.
Come on, guys.
Listen, now that I'm a big time superstar here, like I said, I'm on the same level as a Hangman Page, as a Chris Jericho, because I'm assigned to a major company that's selling out arenas. And what do they have any news?
Let's see.
Who any more announcements in terms of guys they're bringing in?
It looks like 2 hours ago.
Fucking my uncle, Brutal Bob Evans, that guy's absolutely selfless, and he helps everyone in wrestling, and he goes out of his way to help the guys get better. And now he's going to be in that company with me.
I just want to read this tweet. If you're not following, it's _RCA_wrestling_. You guys want the tag team championships on the line also?
There will be an eight-team way
ladder match. No, there was no space in between that 18 way.
And there was no question marks at the end of D1.
18?
Did you mean 18 or 18?
It says 8-team way ladder match for the titles. Our first team will be Tough Timmy and Brutal Bob Evans.
Oh, I know those guys.
And Bad Blood Brand and Just Exciting. And we're announcing more teams later tonight.
Listen, you've heard of new math. This is new English.
Wait, I want to know who.
This is new English.
I want to
Don't disrespect. The brand.
Yeah. Who's Just Exciting?
Don't disrespect the brand.
That is...
Wow.
that is Cat. Woo! It's Cat Williams.
Hey, guess what? NXT, AEW, all of these companies, and you see that picture? William Regal right there with that guy?
That's right.
Guess what? We're getting talent any way we can get them. If you ain't treating your talent right...
Are you poaching NXT?
They're coming to RCA.
Is RCA poaching NXT?
It might be. You just saw that guy.
I saw that picture.
That guy signed right before Regal. Look at
can
that.
Can you steal that shirt design and make it a G instead of a C? Because that'd be perfect for J. George.
Yeah.
That would be absolutely perfect.
Let's do it.
Unbelievable. All
right. Look at this. Wait, go back to his profile.
How can we get tickets? You got a website yet?
So this is...
Press passes, maybe?
Yeah,
hold on,
yo,
hold
look
on.
Us
slow
up.
Your roll, guys.
All right,
come on,
man.
Slow your roll. You guys we'll get you in there. This guy's a professional wrestler and a professional dad, and that's the type of people RCA is going after.
Clearly. Class. He's got 68 followers.
Pinky, Matt.
And he's been on...
Hope you guys come. Sorry.
He's been on Twitter for 3 years, so he's really fucking he's slaying it. I want to
see
what
underground talent. It's underground.
Right. Oh, look at Bad Blood Brad.
All right, let's take
Brand?
A look at Bad Blood Brad over here.
Brand. He's got more followers.
Guys, that's trademarked, by the way. Just so you know, the Bad Blood brand is trademarked. So don't try to steal it.
Bad Blood. He essentially
longest reigning NWA Continental and PNW champion in history.
Guys, this is Bad Blood.
You have to talk into the microphone.
Yeah, you got
to
get into the microphone.
He's talking to the social media universe.
Can you just repeat for me into the microphone since I'm going
to
reach
I actually think I
you want me to read his credentials?
This is Bad Blood Brand.
He's the longest reigning NWA Continental and PNW champion in history. He's a four-time heritage champ and the vice president of content and TV programming. Why would you pull the soundboard while I'm trying to read it, you fucking moron?
All right.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Hulkster. Can we go back to this guy's credentials? He's the he dude. Nothing Nelson TV or nothing else on TV. Nothing Nelson. Actually, Jesus.
All right, I approve this.
This
signing.
Is a talent. This
I actually approve this signing.
That's what I'm saying. This is
should I follow him?
Yes,
follow him. 100%.
There we go. The Bad Blood Brand. Say that five times fast. It doesn't matter because he's your man.
Wow. That's it. Tough Timmy and Brutal Bob. That's
wait,
surprising.
Brutal Bob Timmy, Evans. Is Tough Timmy verified?
Wait. Click.
I'm gonna shoot. I'm gonna shoot on Bob Evans for a second, and it might get me some heat. But that guy, he's absolutely fucking phenomenal. Tough. And what he does is impossible. He goes out there and he helps every single person. He goes out of his way and he does seminars and he's always constantly putting out content for us to take in. And it's up to us to listen, the wrestlers and the people in the business, if we want to make this better.
I'm gonna say something right now, though, Jay George.
Yeah.
They like Caleb Conley a lot more than they like you, because some bitch already got T-shirts available for RCA Wrestling.
I mean, look, Caleb.
Come on, dude.
Caleb, hold on a second. Caleb Conley's a guy. He's been around, and he's worked his ass off. He's a phenomenal talent, and this is the type of talent that we're bringing in. Guys like Caleb Conley, who's been there.
Jarka?
That's a Jarka.
Oh, I was going to say, he got pale, didn't he?
What's a Jarka?
DJ Jarka. Come on, man.
Jarka's twin brother.
DJ Jarka.
All right, look at these guys are dropping fucking more merch than us.
That's what I'm saying, baby. Get on the wave. Don't be haters. Live, you see that? Live at the Staples Center.
In the Staples
RCA,
Center.
November 22nd. Wow. Holler at your boy. And you already know I'm getting flown out. You already know we're getting the best catering. Exclusive to RCA, Caleb Conley.
I want to get some...
Come say something to me if you guys think it's fake.
This is the shittiest looking T-shirt I've ever fucking seen in my life.
It glows in the dark, Matt. Matt, it glows in the dark.
Matt, I'll go over there. I'll slap you in the fucking mouth for disrespecting me for saying that this is a fake company.
Be careful, because JV Frankenstein wants 10 shirts.
Crime Time! Guys, you're hearing this for the first
time.
Crime Time has been signed to RCA.
Yo, three count.
If you guys think this is some bullshit and it's not real, get on my wave.
I'm starting to believe that it's real, Matt.
Yo.
Eric, I'm going to put a word for you, my brother. Eric Martin,
wait,
the guy's
on,
phenomenal.
Hold on. They signed.
That's right.
Dayman, Fighter of the Nightman?
The Dayman, the Fighter of the Nightman.
Why does Dayman look like fucking Pillman Jr.?
You guys don't know who that is?
That's Matt Sex Sells.
Because sex sells and all sales are final, baby. Let's
clearly,
go. RCA.
All
right.
RCA.
Wait, does he call himself?
LaMarco.
Okay, come on. Come on.
Guys.
That's the real deal, Matt.
That's Lucha Libre Royal. Yeah, because there was the trademark issues. So that's, guys.
Should he call them Trademarka?
That guy's fucking whiter than I am. What is this dog shit?
LaMarca is coming to RCA.
LaMarca.
The Thunderheart of professional wrestling is coming to RCA. Is that a match you guys want to see? LaMarca and the Thunderheart?
This is wrestling. It's me, the second best in the world, LaMarca. Once retweeted by Meltzer. Fucking kill yourself. Jesus Christ.
Once retweeted by Meltzer.
Kind of
but guys, that means he's on the radar. Yes, the animal.
My favorite signing to date.
The fucking animal of professional wrestling.
Dan Barry.
That's right.
Wow.
Go catch him at Governor's in Long Island before he signs.
His
last few dates.
You guys.
At Governor's. Governor's Comedy Club and...
comedian, absolutely.
I love Dan Barry. I love Dan.
Does Mike know that the banner is backward behind him?
Guys. This is the real deal, and this is the talent we're bringing.
I'm having so much fun with this forever.
You know how excited I am, man? I'll get up right now, and I'll fucking pour water all over your shit.
Yo.
I'll buy you guys a new one. I'll fucking smash your MacBook. Brother, you know how...
Could you do it by next Tuesday, though?
You know how the strongman used to rip the phone books in two? Right? I'm going to do that with your fucking the MacBook. I have no regard, no respect
for
your private property. Because you know why? Because I'm fucking rich and I'm going to fucking... I'll buy you guys a new fucking couch.
Do you see what Matt's typing?
What
Matt's sending?
Do we have wine? You know what?
We can get a little bit of the bubbly.
A little bit of the fucking bubbly. Because guess what? I'm on the Jericho level now.
That's it.
Sunny Kiss. I broke in pretty much with Sunny Kiss. I've wrestled him all over the tri-state area. Me and Sunny Kiss are on the same level once again because we're both signed talent to fucking major companies. And I don't want to go to war with AEW. I don't want to beat AEW because I love AEW. And what those guys do is fucking impossible. I just want to give the fans something called free choice. You know what I mean? Because I was driving over here and I saw a restaurant. I saw a fucking restaurant called Wendy's, right?
Ooh, yeah.
Okay. And then I'm driving down and I saw a restaurant called McDonald's. Guess what? They both sell fucking different things, you know? They both sell hamburgers.
There's a choice, though.
But it's free choice. That's right. Now, and that's what I'm bringing.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, what's up?
Maybe there's a little confusion on your end. Maybe you're not going to Los Angeles. Maybe
it's RCA, baby.
Los Angeles.
And they're going to the Staples Center.
Whoa. Have you guys never been to Los Angeles?
You guys never.
It puts Los Angeles the same.
Because, dude, shame. Los.
Oh, my God. They signed Joe Somar?
The fucking dude from Coheed and Cambria. Great. He's fucking part of this promotion, too.
Guys, you can also help you with your heating and cooling. He installs Somar panels in your roof.
Go back to that.
What in the fuck? They hired Abyss's brother.
That's our Bruce Pritchard.
I'll tell you what. Whoever is behind this.
Hold on.
JC
go back to Joe Somar.
JC Munning. Huge get.
We're going to repackage him. He's going to be Somar Joe for no particular reason.
Somar Joe.
That's
my guy.
Why do
people got their shirts on backward?
Wow. JC Money, Bill Frank. That's huge.
Guys, this is underground.
Oh, wait. Oh, who's the Your Text champion? Who's going to be the first ever RCA Your Text champion?
No. Stop. Guys.
No, that's a huge deal.
Guys, you're fucking disrespecting my fucking company, bro. You guys are fucking being the most disrespectful guys, man.
No, listen.
Those belts are amazing.
Dude, you might be RCA, but I'm VHS. Very happy, sir, for your company.
Be happy for me because I'm going to be walking around with the... You know what I'm going to put? I'm going to put the fucking Thunderheart.
Tommy Salami. Holy shit, they signed Tommy Salami.
Tommy Salami, GTS. The guy's on a fucking major fucking popular YouTube channel.
Yo, Matt,
and you guys are
sitting
here...
Give me a pen, Matt. Toss me a pen.
What do you guys... No.
Because I want to get signed... Do we have an executive from RCA?
He put it in, guys. Thank you so much.
It
up.
I want.
Holy shit! They're going to have a second show at the Capital One Arena.
So much.
RCA.
This is the greatest thing.
This is amazing.
Things.
I want it on this. I want it on the ground floor. I can invest.
Whoever is behind this.
It's not even. I'm too late for the ground floor.
Yo, they signed Teddy Hart's
skyscraper.
Guys.
They signed that gangster.
That gangster.
No, gangster.
That's the Continental Champ.
Oh,
gangster.
There we go.
What's gangster?
There's no G.
Oh, Steve Miggs.
Holy cow, dude! Steve Miggs.
Guys, I feel like you guys are being a little disrespectful.
They are not me.
Do you see the talent?
They signed Bull.
Bull
Rock's gonna be there. Congratulations,
you guys.
Randy Pelley just got signed.
You guys don't know. He knows.
Yo, Bo knows.
Bo knows. Bo
or
knows.
Is it Uib? Uib knows.
Dude,
Bo all knows.
Shit. Oh, Sock Mike.
Hold on.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Guys, you're being disrespectful.
Sock Mike. Keith White. Fantastic. This is.
Oh, my God. I just want to have a tag team called Barnes and Noble.
What the hell is this?
Holy cow. I think my mic died.
All right.
Good.
Oh, Tyler.
Wow, it's like Teddy Hart's illegitimate son. Look at this fucking asshole.
Tyler.
Holy not shit.
Just Tyler, man. Listen.
Oh, my God.
What in the fuck is that? Oh, Colby Carino. That's great.
That's a good one. That's a good signing.
That's a
good
sign.
Colby's a great sign.
I bet she's getting paid 10 G's.
Oh, fucking Jimmy Flame.
There we go.
Jimmy Flame looks like he's 60.
Jimmy Flame looks like he needs to
listen,
figure
guys,
out what he's doing with his hair. Holy shit.
Guys, back off on Jimmy Flame. The guy works extremely hard.
Chris the ref? What's a thur? Chris the ref.
He don't look like he knows. Oh, boy.
Oh, man. He looks like Natty Bumper.
No.
Really?
Mark, what are you doing?
We got him.
That's a steal.
Guys, this is the best fucking talent.
They signed the tough guys.
Right?
The tough guys. My brothers, my uncle.
No.
My brothers.
Rick. We got Rick. Guys.
Rick is in.
Guys, this is fucking legit. And you see the talent we're bringing. You know a lot of the names. Some of them are
familiar. Holy shit, Rob.
I think you're doing the best job of bringing the most established talent and the new. Oh, my man, JXT?
I'm dying over here.
You signed JXT?
I think that's J Stick.
That's, oh, that's JXT.
Looks
baby.
Like they got the Ugly Ducklings, too.
Quack, guys. Quack, quack.
Quack, quack. Wow. This is what I'm saying. Some of this, you guys got Ugly Ducklings. You got the tough guys, Colby Carino. And then you guys, you have guys that are unknown. Guys like Rick. Guys right, like Rick, Tyler.
Rob Blatt. Rob Blatt's going to be in the house. Rob Holy Blatt. Shit.
We got Rob Blatt. That's a
AJ Pan.
AJ
Pan. Can't even see his face. This is brilliant. Oh.
It's an artistic choice.
David Lee Roth.
El Gran.
Mecha Lecha High. Mecha Hiney Ho.
Guys, I'm. You guys can see I'm in tears right now. Literally, I'm crying. And that's,
well, this is a big deal, dude.
This is a passion. I've never had this opportunity to wrestle on such a high-level platform.
Danger. Wow, Aiden Agro?
Yeah.
Nice.
Those.
Oh, they signed
MSP.
Phil.
Phil, oh, of course.
The fucking president of professional wrestling. What that guy does is almost impossible. All he right. fucking posts that list up for guys to find wow. work.
Bobby Fulton.
Of course.
No, that's Sawyer Fulton.
Why would he leave Impact for...
Why would he... Because RCA is the wave. Are you seriously sitting there saying...
They signed Bowen. Signed
fucking Bowen. Bowen. You guys want to talk about a fucking revival. We got Bowen.
And he didn't even have the foresight to reach out to us and talk that's about this. Unbelievable. Close.
Yo, they just signed all these people like 2 days ago.
Bam.
Bam.
Bam Sullivan.
Bam Margera.
Guys,
Bam.
We're not fucking around here. Like,
Bam
you guys,
and Chan.
Bam
you
and guys, Chan. There he is.
There he is.
I'm going to like a retweet this.
Yeah, retweet that one. That's me.
Oh, you fucking signed LSG too?
I was forgetting.
Wow, I'm disappointed.
Name. I am very
all of our
upset
friends, and they didn't tell Dimes.
Exclusive Dimes, motherfucker.
If you guys keep scrolling, there's a special treat for you guys down there. It's fucking
is that
great.
Max? Oh, no.
It's Drago.
Drago. Nice.
This is what I'm saying, guys. We have oh, right there. Look at the battle. Go up one.
Is that
the battle?
Rob Burgundy? Is that
click
is that?
That.
The kid from,
that's one of the first matches confirmed. Is Dave Crist and fucking Toasty Tom?
Yeah, that's Georgia.
That's our main event.
It's doors open at 9:30. That's a late start.
What's the West Coast, Tony?
Yeah,
Georgia is the West Coast.
That's right.
Wait, what? No. Where does it say George? Oh, that's
right
October 6th. Yeah, yeah. So this is like our Fighter Fest. This is our warm-up show. We're going to...
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. But it says... that says everything because that's here.
That's,
and tickets go on sale October 6th at
we're
noon.
Building,
Link
we're
is
building
coming.
To the 22nd.
Where's Toasty?
We're building Tom.
I'm going to follow Where's
Matt,
Toasty.
Matt
He's
Travis, I hope you can change your mind and come in, my friend. You're absolutely phenomenal. The shit you do is almost impossible.
Wow, Dave, Toasty Tom.
So this is
what,
that's what I'm saying, guys. You see him crying?
Well, I hope RCA Wrestling gets back to us.
You see the fucking tears in my eyes?
Yo, I really followed
God,
us.
I wish we were a visual pop.
They gave us a thumbs up.
Yeah. Hey, you guys could be the next Mean Gene.
We are going to be the podcast of RCA Wrestling.
We need more Steve Scott. Steve, stop dicking around. Steve Scott, come
Cab.
To...
Cab.
Cab. Come to RCA, my friend. Call in. Tell him to call in. Tell him to sign with RCA.
Steve, wow. You're the hottest free agent in the game, brother.
This yeah. is huge. This is huge
this
news.
This is awesome.
Guys, what Steve does is almost fucking impossible. The guy's very innovative. He's fucking, he works hard. Hey, Court Bauer asking to Florida, you ready for MLW? How about this? LA, Los Angeles, are you guys fucking ready for some RCA motherfuckers? Because we're coming November 2nd, and we're coming loud, and we're coming to make an impact.
Right.
We're coming
Staples
to take
Center.
Over, and we're going all in, baby. RCA.
Well, it's November 2nd and November 22nd. I'm very confused with all these dates.
It's both, probably.
Both.
November 22nd.
We're running both days.
RCA.
That's right.
RCA.
And I just also, by the way, guys, just throwing this out there, if you're interested in any hot singles in your areas, go to facebookhookup.com, use promo code RCA, and you can use the website for a discount.
Just so you know, I've just been given permission 6 seconds ago on Twitter to announce live.
What?
While Jay George is in the studio, the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast is the official
RCA!
Sponsor podcast? Of RCA Wrestling.
We got Woo! It.
Wow.
Guys,
we got to sign the contract. Hold
this
on,
is amazing.
So,
I'm signing amazing. The contract right here.
Absolutely.
I know you guys wanted to do Night of Champion picks, but let's do some RCA picks for the 22nd. What do you guys
have? You know what? As we get closer, we'll definitely make those picks.
Oh,
we,
dude,
we
I 100% make
pick
those
that
picks.
Show. Absolutely.
We will 100%
I hate this
picks.
Gimmick, but I would love to pick that show.
What do you mean?
Gimmick?
Wait,
yeah,
what do you mean gimmick?
What are you talking about, man?
No, I hate the pay-per-view picking gimmick.
That's no way to talk about your future employer.
No, I love RCA.
I can get you guys. I told you guys
guys could be the next Mean Gene for RCA.
That'd be awesome.
You guys could
fuck
be,
it.
You guys could be Mean Gene. You could be Todd Pettengill. You could be, who could you be?
I could be anyone I want. Put my mind.
You could
to.
Be Sarah Schreiber. No, right. Who's the other? Who's the last? You could be Scott Stanford. He was good.
I'd take Scott Stanford, sports guy for the WPIX.
Yeah,
I'll
he did
it.
Some WWE stuff.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
He used to do the bracketology for their March Madness on 24/7 on demand.
Dipsy Doo, Dunkaroo, baby.
This might be the greatest night of this podcast.
And that's what happens when you have top international talent, the tit, the Thunderheart.
George
of professional
in
wrestling.
Studio just got us signed to RCA Wrestling.
Super excited.
This I don't know amazing. How much he had to do with it.
No, it's legit. Like, you guys, like, it's a legit big deal.
He gave us
like,
the rub.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a legit big deal.
This is a great time for professional wrestling, is it not?
It really is. Kate the Great, if you listen back to this, you can stop whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
We are...
We're signed.
We're signed.
We're exclusive.
We're no longer free agents.
I'm going to celebrate. I'm going to get some steak. I'm going to get a chicken burger from Wendy's.
Conrad, nice. Jim Ross.
I'm
going to
buy your
one.
Fucking... Hey, how Go much for your yourselves? Hasbro collection right now? Whoa. Your entire Hasbro collection. How much?
Five G's?
Yeah, I would have went 50.
Month salary?
Oh, month salary.
I fucking spit on that. We have merch coming in. Do you know how much fucking money I'm going to be making?
How much?
Do you know how much I would cut of the house I'm going to get on top of that?
And you know what? Now that we're signed, he
Are
could
you
buy
kidding
it,
me?
And then I could buy it right back. Because I'm going to make that page
I'll
or two.
Buy your fucking collection. Hey, all those, I'm just going to start buying shit. Hey, your...
eBay.
Your... Your what is this?
Video you want to buy my
video game controllers?
Controllers?
He's got Xbox controllers.
I need
Wii paddles.
Fuck it. How much?
They're $5,000 each.
How much?
$5,000 each.
Yeah.
Yo, he's going into the wallet.
Well, his signing bonus has to be more than a year's worth of salary.
He's putting out the Skrilla.
Take the card.
Yeah. I know you guys have one of those credit card readers. Fucking.
It's right by Angry Birds.
Run my fucking card on your. Fucking take my credit card. Use it whenever you want. I don't give a fuck, dude.
To be kidding. Like, how fucking quick that's my.
It's over there. I'm not reaching.
Yeah, I can't.
It's over
that.
There. You get my fucking.
Hell yeah!
Actually, for the joke, it would be funny, but. Guys, that's my fucking credit card. Use it whenever you want. That's how much you could charge me for
this
your
is,
shit.
Yeah, this is an incredible night.
Hasbro collection.
Wizards.
What do you got to sell? What do you have? What can I buy from you?
Well,
how about you could you
what's
buy
your
that,
most?
You can buy that picture of Al Snow.
I'm fucking rich, brother. It's your boy Jay George. Right, I'm
I
fucking
got
rich.
The Breath of Hitman Hart hockey jersey signed by
how much?
Breath of Hitman Hart.
How much?
$3,500.
I'll give you fucking $6,000 for it.
Sold to the man in the red hat.
Guys, this is what I'm talking about. Top international talent.
How much would it take for me to take this signed
Don't...
Z-Man?
And you know, all right, so
off
you know
your hands.
Wow. What? You and Tony both have a way of communicating with the dead, huh?
So it's a signed Tom Zank on the back, though. It's on the back. Oh,
okay,
put this pen down.
Tom Zank signed that.
Yeah, put this, hold on. Sorry, put this pen down. It says Z-Man right there.
You guys have my credit card. Use it whenever.
All right, so this is...
I don't give a shit. I'm fucking rich.
This signed Tom Zank. R.I.P. Tom Zank.
There you go. There's my credit card. Use that whenever.
$2,500.
Yeah.
$2,500 for signed Tom Zank. Boom. Sold. He bought it.
All right, awesome.
All right.
Guy, and you know what? And you know what's funny, too? Tom Zink's probably going to be one of those fucking old-timers that tries to get in my fucking business and says, oh, save your money, kid. Save your money, kid. You're not going to have your money later. Save your money. Fuck that. I'm rich.
The ghost
of Tom Zink. I fucking spit on that card, and I just bought it.
You just spit on the dead, dude.
Fuck it.
So,
fuck it.
Fuck it.
We got to do this.
And I just got you guys signed. You guys should be thanking me.
Don't we have a hard stop?
Yeah, yeah, but we got to do our picks now.
That's what I meant.
Oh, we're signed to RCA Wrestling. Jay George is in studio. We do have to make our picks before we go off the air at 9 o'clock.
Oh,
so,
shit. Sorry.
No, you're good.
No,
you're good.
Sorry.
You're
fine. Stop.
I'm so sorry.
Don't be sorry.
Stop.
We could
stop.
Do this quick.
This is incredible.
A man with that much money should never have to apologize for
that. Right. Absolutely.
You could actually buy this house if you wanted to right now.
All
right,
guys. Real quick, as I sign this off here, where can we find Shining Wizards podcast so they can listen to the rest of this? It's been an exciting episode.
ShiningWizards.com. We are available on all social media and
we're still going
platforms.
For another 10 minutes live.
Yeah, we know that.
All right, guys.
Saying.
Jesus.
Shut up.
He's signing off.
I signed off. All right. Let's do it. Night of Champion picks.
It's time for the Shining Wizards pay per view pick extravaganza thing. Night of Champions 2019.
Matt, you want to give us a quick standing before we get started?
Yes. So for the year.
We're getting close to the end of the year.
We are
got 4 months,
approaching
dude.
The last quarter.
Cool your jets.
Are we not getting close to the end of the year, you dick?
We got 4 months, dude.
Are we not getting close to the end of the year?
Not close enough.
For you. How do you? Because
I hate this gimmick.
The Earth only goes around the sun so many freaking times.
Matt, what's the standings?
Once.
All right. Kevin has extended his lead after Tony shit the bed last week.
That's right.
Kevin's 149 and 69 for the year. Tony is at 145 and 73, four games behind Kevin. And I sit at 173-75, two behind Tony, six behind Kevin. But I will slowly start to chip away, especially because Tony gets so emotional with these picks. And I think it affects his brain.
All right, shut your hole.
All right, where do you want
to
start?
I'll start it. Match we just found out added to the card, the United States Championship. AJ Styles defends against Cedric Alexander. I'm going for AJ. Cedric pinned him on fucking Raw, and there's nowhere else to go. AJ retains. Kevin?
AJ's got to retain, in my opinion. As much as I would love to see Cedric win, AJ.
Matt?
I will go with AJ as well. You guys all picked AJ, right?
Yeah. Yep. JJ, who do you think?
Same, AJ.
All right, beautiful.
All right.
The Women's Tag Team Championship. Alexa Bliss, Nikki Cross defending against Rose and DeVille, the badass bitches with the donuts.
I will kick it off and say that the champs retain.
I second that motion.
What are the donuts?
You didn't see the picture of them holding up donuts? Like Mandy Rose's donuts like got a really big hole because she takes in the pooper? You're not going new champs.
I am going new tag team champs.
Fire Desire, I like that.
And Matt's going seven.
I'm taking
back
the gamble because at some point, this Alexa Bliss Nikki Cross marriage is going
to
end.
Not today.
Yeah, they haven't really built towards anything. I think this, the way they presented it, seems like it's just a match to get them to the next.
Yep, exactly.
All right, so who do you like, Jay George?
The champs.
The only match on the card that has no title associated whatsoever. Roman Reigns versus Eric Rowan.
The guy, Eric Rowan. Pull the trigger on Rowan, man.
Yeah, I'm going with Rowan as well. If Roman Reigns could take a loss to Shane McMahon, he could definitely take a loss here to Eric Rowan.
But he probably won't, and it's probably going to build to him and Bryan. But
no, because I think Daniel Bryan's going to wind up siding with him and helping him win the match.
Interesting.
Yep.
Okay.
Matt,
I'm taking Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns.
Me too.
Whoa, you guys both.
I was hoping he would say Rowan, so I'd be the outlier with Roman.
No, George, who'd you say?
He said Roman.
I'm going with, no, but I was going to go with the man who retired The Rock, Rowan.
Oh, all right.
There you go.
That's a very good point.
The Raw Women's Champion, Becky Lynch, defends against Sasha Banks, blue, purple-haired woman thing. I'm going new champ Sasha Banks.
This is where it's all tough. These two matches.
I know. They're all tough. Dude, this entire card sucks.
No finish.
I
think it's a decent little card. It's a strong card, man. It's the.
I think they're going Bayley and Sasha as the champions. That's what I'm thinking. So I'm thinking Sasha.
Oh, that could
win
be
here.
Good. Yeah.
I'm thinking Sasha.
You know what?
Win.
Becky's had a good run, though. She has, but. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she's had in terms of the length of it. But
I'm picking Becky.
Whoa.
That's the match, right?
I'm going with the Bayley one on that one.
You mean Sasha?
You mean Sasha?
We're doing Becky Sasha right now, right?
Becky Sasha, yeah.
But that's the outcome I would like to see at the end of the night.
So you're going with Sasha?
So we're going with Sasha. Yeah.
Okay. I'm also going with Sasha.
There you go.
I think we're gonna get some weird.
She went crazy, so she's gonna get
two women power trip type of deal. Very similar to Austin and Triple H.
Yeah,
there you go.
So far, that's also from what we said, I think that's probably going to be one of the better matches of the night.
Tony, you going to go right to the other women's match?
No. We're going in order.
What do you mean? What order? We don't know what order.
I got an order. Shut up. The Intercontinental Championship. Nakahoma defends against The Miz.
I'll start with this. This is going to be my only cute pick of the night.
Ooh.
Because I think with this whole IC title thing, this whole anniversary, Miz has 8 Intercontinental Championship reigns. If he wins, they'll make 9. That'll make him tie Jericho as the highest, the most IC title reigns. I don't think they want to acknowledge Jericho that much anymore. That might be just reaching too much. I think Miz gets his 9th Intercontinental title reign tonight.
No, Nakamura has been teaming up with Sami Zayn. I think the shenanigans. I think Nakamura retains.
And I think that has something to do with it. And I usually think that maybe turns Shinsuke face after this. Get him back as a baby.
Come
face.
On.
This is
a tough show, man. It's tough.
The Miz point is a good point, though. I could see it going that way. And Miz could use it, because Shinsuke with it hasn't. They haven't. He's been in the back burner. But we'll see. I'm going to go with Miz.
Matt?
I like Shinsuke.
There you go.
Retain.
SmackDown Tag Team Champions, The New Day defending against The Revival.
Gives a shit.
New Day.
Yeah, I'm going New Day.
I'm going Revival.
Yeah, I guess New Day.
I'm thinking the New Day dissension has been 3 years brewing. Something's going to start happening.
Bro, you saying that for 3 years.
You keep going to that well.
It's going
to
happen.
That's where I pass you, fuckface.
Drew Gulak defends the 205 championship against Humberto Carrillo and Lince Dorado. I'm going Gulak. He hasn't had the championship long enough. He's the man. Fuck them all.
Yeah, Gulak.
So we all in Gulak.
Everybody's Gulen?
We all agree on Gulak.
The WWE Championship, Kofi Kingston defense against Randy Orton.
I guess I could see them doing Kofi, right?
Yeah, I'm going Kofi as well.
If they didn't do it at SummerSlam, they're not going to do it here.
Definitely
so
not.
I'm going to go Kofi.
Matt?
Man.
Come on, it's one or the other. Glad you came prepared.
Shut the fuck up.
What do you mean prepared? It's a tough call.
Yeah, we all made it. How come he didn't?
Because I'm fucking thinking, dickhead.
Thinking.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Like when Orton called him stupid 400
stupid,
times?
Stupid. Yeah. I'm going Randy Orton.
Good. Go fuck your hand.
I hope he wins.
The Raw Tag Team Champions, Rollins and Strowman versus Roode and Ziggler, the mixed tag teams.
I'm going Roode and Ziggler.
I second that motion.
I'm third on that.
They just switched the titles.
Yeah, but they're gonna get pissed off at each other.
You're
and
right.
Strowman's gonna be heel for
you're
the main
right,
event.
There's no longevity. Yeah, you're right.
Unless they pull some stupid shenanigans and they open the show with the Universal title.
Unless
match.
Hawkins and Ryder do a run in, and then they win.
Oh, and apparently, what's his nuts is gonna be defending a 24/7 title, but they haven't announced what kind of situation it's gonna.
I'm
Hawkins?
Not picking that stupid shit.
Oh, Enes Kanter. From the Knicks?
No, he lost it already.
Oh, he did already? Or from the he's done the Celtics.
He got pinned like 10 seconds after he won.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
For what, 24/7?
No, Ziggler and Strowman and Rollins.
I guess I was gonna say it's too soon, but give it to Roode and Ziggler, yeah.
The SmackDown Women's Championship, Bayley defense against Charlotte.
I'm gonna start with this because I wanted to go right. I have Becky beating Sasha. I also have Charlotte beating Bayley.
Because I could totally see that, 100%.
So Charlotte beats, and now you're saying like you could see the whole two-man power trip with Becky and Sasha.
You could see it with...
But that's why they had the tag team championships. So give them back the tag team championships.
That, those belts aren't going anywhere from Alexa and Nikki
what?
For a while.
That's the silliest thing I've ever
No,
that's
it's not.
That's the silliest thing I've ever heard.
They're going to
it's not silly. They want Alexa to have a title, and they want to keep her out of the main
still do
title
the,
picture.
The tower, but they're not going to be on the same. That's okay. So here's the other thing to consider.
You keep them on the same show.
They're not going to be on the same show
but
after.
If they have the women's titles, they can be. So you could have Sasha and Bayley on the same show going back and forth to the tag team champions.
They could also have Charlotte and Becky be the guys that don't like each other and they're the champs.
Well, then you would have picked Becky to beat Sasha.
I'm picking Bayley to beat Charlotte, Matt.
I'm picking Charlotte to beat Bayley.
I like Bayley as well.
Nice. And your King of the Ring final, Baron Corbin against either Elias or Chad Gable.
Yeah, so
Elias
that's, is
what's
out.
The story with Elias?
Elias, it says here, Elias was supposed to face Chad Gable in the semifinal match,
but
WWE announced that he's out with injury. We'll see how WWE handles the situation. Corbin advanced to the final. So what I was thinking it's here, if this is a work, what I could see them doing.
Shane McMahon?
No. Uh-oh.
Best in the world? That's what I was thinking too, Kev.
If they want to really give the underdog story to Gable like they've been doing, they could have him either do something where he goes into it and he has, I don't know, actually.
I think Elias is going to win. So
no,
I don't know.
No,
they weren't going to do those two.
Not if Corbin, you have Elias
Corbin? Oh, Johnny Silver.
Yeah, why not?
Is that Silver there?
Yeah. Is that him and Reynolds?
No, it was...
That is Reynolds.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Did,
look at that.
And that's
they're
in the Beaver Boy gear.
Beaver Boy's in the
he was
fucking...
going to Alex Keaton.
Dude, I'm so jealous. Reynolds got to wrestle... is Nick on there, CPA? Did he do anything? Reynolds got to wrestle Kane, too. The fucking dream.
Yeah. I didn't see anyone there on the show last night that I recognized.
They didn't really use anyone.
Yeah.
Any
I would like to wait and see what happens with this King of the Ring match.
Are you
tonight.
Sure?
Yes.
All right, so but who's your early thought?
I'm going to wait with Matt, Chad Gable.
Yeah,
that's
what I would hope.
I'm thinking Corbin's taking this thing because they still have faith in him.
Yeah.
And he's a dick. King Corbin has got a nice fucking ring.
It does, you're right. But we're waiting.
That's why he's a great no-redeeming heel. Like, there's
yeah, they'd have to blow me away with something tonight on SmackDown to get me to change my mind. Like, but that's preliminarily I'm doing.
I want to see what they do with Gable tonight and where it goes. And then,
okay, I'll give you this much. If we're waiting on that, we're going to call the 24/7 match as well.
No, we're not calling it
24/7. What do you mean, why? We picked that dog shit 21-woman battle royal for AEW. Because
that's one winner.
And it was announced. This is, I don't know who's in the finals, and that affects my pick.
Okay, but
this isn't the Gorillas of Destiny against two fucking British cocksuckers at
really?
Royal Quest.
Really?
Yeah, really.
The sea-sucker word?
What, they beat the shit out of the fucking referee because he did his job, and they didn't.
Oh, is that you're going home?
No.
You cocksucker!
It's fucking 9 o'clock. We got to wrap this up.
Yeah, we do got to wrap it up.
Championship match. Seth Rollins defends his Universal Championship against Braun Strowman.
We did that, didn't we?
No,
we
didn't
pick a tag match.
We didn't do that? Fuck. All right, yeah.
I think Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins. Seth.
Same.
I thought I fucking went through that. I don't know. I guess I missed it. Oh, well.
No, only match we didn't pick was the King of the Ring because I want to see who's in the finals. You can pick whoever. You want Corbin? I'll fucking mark it down right now, fuckhead.
I just said we're doing wait. We can't all do wait and see, and then you're going to be like, you have to be a dickhead, so.
Well, you're complaining about. I want to see who's in the finals.
Bret the Hitman Hart's in the finals.
Hey, guys. You've been listening to Shiny Wizards Podcast. The best earth is the best, I think. I feel weird doing that now. I told Teddy I did that. I would do the Bret Hart. I did the impression for him. He was not impressed.
Wow.
Oh, well, I mean, that's hard. That's a hard audience.
That's it a is. Tough one. To.
It has been a pleasure, Jay George.
Thank you, guys.
Thunderheart JG on the Twitter machine. Follow Jay George. RCA Wrestling is where Jay George is going to be making all that loot. Yes. You have any other shows in the area you want to promote?
November 30th, I'll be at IWW. It's a new company, and these guys are working very hard. What they do is almost impossible.
Where are they running?
I don't know.
There you go.
It's in Queens.
It's November 30th.
No, it's in Queens.
It'll be in Queens. I don't know the building right now, but November 30th. They just did their first show in June, so.
Right. Take us to Queens.
Yeah. You feel good with the jet lag? Yeah. Coming back from the Staples Center?
I'll be good, yeah. I'll definitely be good.
How far is Los Angeles from here?
Los Angeles is about like 3 hours away from LAX.
I believe it's right outside the outer reaches of your mind.
Yes.
That's a faraway place.
God damn. You got to pass parts unknown, huh?
That's right.
All right, well, we're the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Follow us at Wizards Podcast. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, prowrestlingtees.com/Shining Wizards. Grab a t-shirt. We also have pink and blacks in. And if you want to get them from the Shining Wizards, just go to shiningwizards.com/merch or just click on the merch link.
Give me a day. I got to add the link onto
it. All right, we'll be back next Tuesday. Same time, same groovy station. Jay George, thank you again for coming.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you, man.
We will see you guys next week. Hope you enjoy. Support. Pro wrestling.
Yes.
And the Shining Wizards and Jay George and every other person that you like.
Stay tuned to the rant. The rant is up next and ranty, ranty, doody, doo.